When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening, it's me, the Monk. Have you ever listened to Trash Station Thoughts? That doesn't seem too hard. I can do that. Well, you're in luck, because today I want to talk about Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts, and it's completely free. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. I mean, it's literally what we're using now. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. And you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are literally endless. You can make anything, music analysis, talk shows, or even an anime podcast that talks about anime. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So, if you want to give podcasting a go, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anyway, back to the episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Trash Taste. I'm your host for today, Garnes. Joining me today, again, are the boys. And who is this sitting next to me? Do you want to introduce yourself to the world? Who are you?
It's me, Dodis.
What is this? What was that?
I've been abusing this a lot. Every time like someone wants something from me, I'm like,
what does this mean?
What does abusing it mean?
I don't know.
Isn't that like what's up in like Hawaii or something?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like aloha.
Is it actually?
Yeah, they're like aloha.
I like that. I like it because I don't have to speak. I just.
What are you, mute?
Well, since moving to Japan, I've been doing this lately. Like,
it's like, yes, I understand.
Is that just a like nod to other people? Like,
yeah. No matter what, like if I'm passing by somebody, they see me, I'm like.
Even if you don't know them.
It's automatic.
What? Why? So you just do that to everyone? Everyone you pass on the street?
No, only if like they, I don't know, they're like.
Make eye contact?
If it's a narrow hallway or they make eye contact, I'll be like. It's just automatic. I don't know. It was crazy. I saw this lady on the phone.
Yeah.
She's talking on her cell phone. Like this. And she was going.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, why are you cradling like a baby? And then why are you bowing
on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's bowing on the phone like constantly.
I've seen fucking salarymen do like full like 90 degree like full on bowing on the phone.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Honestly, I bow by like habit as well sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when I like end a conversation, I just like have to bow.
Yeah, like, it's just like a knee jerk reaction.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it is, right?
Have to do this.
Yeah. Even if I'm like on the phone, I'm like,
yeah.
Hi. Yeah. they can't see me bowing right
you
now.
You can't say it is physically impossible for you to say hi on the phone without like moving your neck.
Yeah.
You can't just go hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Like, it's the vein popping memes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bow.
Try not to bow.
Try not to bow challenge.
Yeah.
It's a wombo combo. When you say hi, you got to.
Yeah, exactly. So
it goes with the neck, bro. The neck muscle. It activates.
I guess the reason why you're impressed by bowing is because you just moved here. But also,
for our audience who do not know who you are, do you want to explain what you do on YouTube, who you are?
Yeah, I'm a loser that animates my life, I guess. And then when I'm bored of animating my life, I do fun, random stuff that, you know. And then...
Like what?
Like what?
Yeah.
Like what's the random stuff you do? Game?
No.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean?
Well, I make like little... So most time I'm like a story time animator, but you know, I don't really...
Yeah, you gotta keep the mic pretty close to you, by the way.
Oh, hello.
You gotta eat the mic.
You gotta cradle it like a baby
and bow to it.
So you make other things?
I mostly make just animations, basically. Mm. And then that's about.
That was the most funny pause.
That's about it. I just animate.
And you're a member of Geeks Plus now, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be in Japan? Because you just moved here like 3 weeks ago?
Not even a month ago, right?
Three weeks ago or something.
I can't remember, man.
Time goes flying by fast because like I'm just building furniture constantly.
That's how it always is.
Yeah.
And then we're going to like the Japanese bank, and then they try to give me a bank account, and I'm just like sitting here, and then there's like two Japanese ladies. It's like translating, and then they're like going back and forth. And then it literally, I got there at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then went all the way to like, I think we got out like 7 p.m.
Jesus.
The bank plus the phone. The phone too.
Oh, yeah, one day.
It do be like that.
It literally took like, I don't know, like.
An entire day.
Yeah, an entire day. Like, this is, and I felt useless too because I can't speak the language yet.
So right. Yeah, yeah.
I was like sitting there and it was like, it's just like translating. And then,
yeah. I was applying for a visa to come here.
Oh, it was death.
So wait, when did you start? When did you start? Because I think I basically was like, you know, I'd been teasing them all about how fun Japan is. Mm. And they'd be like, oh, because originally you
I hate this guy. He'd post like pictures of food and stuff. And I'm like, I hate this fucking guy.
I've played League with Emily and Didis a lot. And we obviously do our videos together. And, you know, originally you were going to come to Japan in April 2020 for a vacation.
Okay, give him the backstory.
Yeah.
The lore. I like the lore.
So you were going to come in 2020 with Emily to come just hang out and visit. Yeah. And obviously, as we all know, what happened?
It was April, at the start.
Yeah, 2020.
And then we were like, don't worry, it'll open up soon. It'll open up. It never opened up.
Yeah.
So it got to like, what, 2021, like mid-2021. And I was like, I mean,
just
you know,
move here, bro.
I'm like, you interested in like coming here?
No, but actually, no. I think 2 years ago, you said, do you want to move there? You asked me. And I was like,
right.
I think I asked Emily, I was like, well, I feel like we should test Japan to see if we like it first.
Yeah.
We're going to visit.
Yeah. Because I've heard that you've never left the States before moving here to Japan.
I've only been to Canada. And Florida. So I live in Maine.
It's that's two different countries, right? I like the way he said, I've been to Canada, a different country, and Florida. Also a different country.
It is.
So Japan was like a very big jump there.
Yeah. So, well, my mom's Cambodian.
Yeah.
Like half Chinese or whatever.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
But she never brought me to Cambodia because she's always like afraid of like dangers, like there's dangers over there. Mm. So I'm like, well, I guess I never got the visit ever. Like literally ever.
I guess you're close now though. You could.
Yeah, exactly.
Cambodia's just a stone throw away now.
Yeah, I hope it's more safe.
Yeah. So Jesus, you like just like you like flew the coop then because like you went from not basically going out of North America to fucking moving to Japan. just like
not
that.
Even visiting Japan.
Not even visiting. You are now just living here.
Okay, like, well, first of all, the borders were closed forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We were waiting literally like a year or whatever long. I was dying in my basement. I was rotting. There's nothing to do there. I was bored as hell in my mom's basement. My mom did my laundry. She cooked for me.
That's an important point.
I was just chilling too hard. To the fact that like I didn't want to do anything. I was just
right.
TFT.
Just like playing video games. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I was just rotting away.
Yeah.
And then, you know, finally the borders opened up, and then I gained like 50 pounds, and then I lost 20 pounds.
Right.
And then I regained 20 pounds, and then I lost 30 pounds or something. So I've been yo-yoing.
That just sounds like adulthood in general.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it was just COVID.
Like, COVID that just sounds like metabolism. You know, like
adulthood is like gaining a few pounds and you're just like, fuck, I need to go on a diet. And you like diet good for a month. You're like, yes, I've lost those pounds. I can keep going. You don't keep going. And then you gain the pounds back and you're like, fuck, I should diet again. And then you start dieting. And then it's like a yo-yo between like the same like 10 pounds or whatever. Yeah, you just never win.
Exactly.
It's very sad because, I think before 2020 happened, you know, the whole COVID thing happened, you know, I was going to visit Japan.
Yeah.
And I was like at my peak. I was like pretty skinny. Mm. Like I was at the, you know, I was comfortable in my own body. I was like, I want to put myself out there. Mm. And then COVID hit and I was like, oh, and then I just became a basement dweller again. So it was very.
So you decided just to like fucking get out and just like do something, just to get a change basically.
Yeah. So I've been yearning to like, Just like I used to live in New York during college, or art college.
Right.
And that was like essentially like throwing myself out there into the wild.
Right.
And I miss that feeling of like just being thrown to a wild and being like,
yeah,
trying to figure stuff out.
Not even like, I just like the fact that if you, it's like, what is this thing? And it, like, it peaks your brain. You're like, wait, this is something different. And then like in Maine or just like United States, like any state you go to, it's not really that much different.
Yeah.
Except Florida.
And then you get shot and then die. But yeah, that's what I like about Japan. Like, like the whole, like you have an umbrella and you put it in the slot thing and it gets, and it takes
off. Oh, you lock the umbrella.
Bag.
Yeah.
Oh, the back thing.
And I was like, this is the umbrella condom.
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. And also the workers in America, every time you go to like, let's say 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
First of all, you got like a bunch of druggy guys over there. Like, right. What do you call them? Homeless people or something?
I guess I don't know what the politically correct term for that is, but
I'm pretty sure druggy guy is the political collector.
Sketchy
sus guy,
especially in New York. Like every time I leave at like 3 a.m in the morning,
right,
I'll always get pursued by
yeah, that sounds terrifying.
Panhandler.
And
then they'll follow you into the store. And then they, you know, I'm like, well, I would give you money, but if I gave you money, that means I would have to give $1, like, no, I'd have to give like $50 every day because you literally get begged.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. It's just nonstop.
Right.
So anyways, the gas station stuff. Go back to Japan. Right.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, the workers in 7-Eleven or wherever they are, they look like they don't want to be there. They just want to. They look sad.
What, in America or Japan?
In America.
Oh, okay.
I like that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty chill because you're just like, you go in.
I don't think you're paid enough to, like, also then have to pretend to be happy about it. Like,
I mean, to be fair, it's kind of the same way in Japan as well.
They pretend to be happy. Yeah. I'm like, you're not being paid enough.
No, it's so different.
Yeah.
Actually,
also, sometimes they're chill, though.
Sometimes they're chill.
Sometimes.
Well, there was one time, actually, like, I think this happened, like, 3 weeks, when I just came to Japan. I went to 7-Eleven. I went to get, like, a beer, like, Strong Zero or whatever. And then it wasn't scanning. The guy, like, ran. He, like, ran because it wasn't scanning. He ran to the fridge, and then he ran back. Like, come inside. And I was like, you don't need to do that. Like, and he's like bowing and stuff. Like, this is so sad. Like, I like the service you're giving me.
Yeah.
But I feel bad that you have to, like, feel like you have to act this way.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though, right? It's like the Japan's, like, standard for customer service is so insanely high that there is probably, like, some fucking Japanese guy or girl out there who would complain, being like, come on, hurry up.
It makes me sad, like, a little bit, but at the same time, I get good service, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
just like Starbucks.
I'd be sad.
So it ain't my problem.
Like sometimes the service is so good that it's like imposing. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't need the service to be this good, bro. Yeah, you can chill, you know?
Sometimes I do it so good that like next time you go to like the same place, like when you go to Ryokan, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes when they get there, they welcome you like you're a king, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They come and they take your bags. They're like looking after you. And then other times you'll go to another Ryokan. You'll be like, I hope they do it, but I wouldn't expect it. And then you get disappointed and they're like, all right, what do you want?
When you do find that one guy that like doesn't care, you're just like, what is this? Like,
yeah.
It like completely like warps your like perspective on it, even though like you go anywhere else in America and it's like it's just normal.
It's normal.
Yeah, it's normal, right? Yeah.
It's just like it's like warped my perception of, you know, what I find is good service and what even stands out to me. Cause I remember like, I was in England last week and I remember just like going to a normal restaurant, you know, and it was such a small thing because I was so used to just like the Japanese service being like as polite and as, you know, soft as they can. So I remember it was just like, I went to a restaurant and then I asked for the bill, right? And it was just such a small thing. They slammed it down on the table and said, it's £50. I was just like, well, that was a bit aggressive. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It was like, because like, it surprised me because I was so used to, like, you know, Japanese service just like bringing it to you.
And be like, 50 pounds, the goes like,
yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Exactly, right? You know, I didn't even get a please, you know, or something, or, you know, or thank you. 50 pounds.
That's quite odd, even for the UK, to be fair.
Really?
Really? I don't know, because I've it's been so long since I've been to the UK that I'm just like, am I an asshole for thinking that was a bit aggressive?
Normally they don't say the price out loud, right? Am I crazy?
Oh, they kind of just like, here's the bill.
They just give it to you, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. They bring the bill to you in the UK, but in Japan, I noticed you always have to go up to the...
What,
it depends on the restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't been to a single one where they gave you the bill. And you
for some reason, sometimes you have to pay at the table, so they bring you the bill.
Normally, the fancier it is or the more European it's trying to be, you pay at the table.
Yeah, you pay at the table.
So then if it's just like...
But if it's like a Japanese chain...
I'm waiting for that moment, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet.
I'll take you to a place.
Yeah. I know a place.
I know a place.
Best Italian food in Japan.
Yeah, like normally if it's Japanese food, then you'll pay at like the till. But if you go to like a more westernized place, then it is, they try to like, I guess, embrace foreign culture.
Mm. It's funny, some of the restaurants will actually have like a thing that says pay at the table.
Yeah.
Obviously,
well, if they want to embrace foreign culture, they should... Do tips. I'm just kidding.
I wish they did.
Honestly, you don't want tips. No, but for how good the service in Japan is, sometimes I don't want American
tips. I don't want 20% of the fucking bill tips.
Hold
the fucking phone.
That's why we don't eat out as much.
I don't blame you.
No. I noticed the grocery store, if you live in the city, the grocery store is like more expensive than eating out, which is like...
Yeah. Japan is like one of the rare countries where eating out is actually cheaper.
It's so weird.
Last time we said that, we got some people who were like, how dare you say that? That's not true at all.
If you live in a city, I guess. Right?
Yeah. Certain things are cheaper, certain things are more expensive. Like, obviously, if you go to, you know, Caesarea and get a pasta, you get like this much for like 300 yen. Then, you should make your own pasta.
Bro.
But that's like pasta. Like, if you want a ramen, you can't make your own ramen for home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's going to be like so many ingredients.
The melons. Like $300. Why?
Have you tried one of
it's
them?
It's like this, and it's 300.
It's because some guy, like, rubs it for hours. He's just like,
what do you mean? Have you tried one of the?
Like,
do
they even inject?
No. I'm just asking. Have you tried it?
No. Have you?
It's not worth it.
No, because I actually saw a documentary on this on like why the melons in Japan are so expensive.
Oh, they do this with everything. Though.
Yeah, they do. It's like a very like Japanese culture thing where it's just like they only pick the cream of the crop. Every melon is like graded and like it's perfect. It's not just like the taste. It's like
the look.
It's the look. It's like the crinkling on the side as well, that gets great as well for like look and aesthetic. And I'm just like, I do not give a shit. I'm just like, is it just kind of sweet? Okay,
that's cool. It's because in Japan, giving fruit is like the utmost,
flex,
like,
right?
It's a flex for like gift giving.
That's like lobsters. They used to be like a slavery food, right? Like peasant food.
Yeah. It used to be like
now
peasant
they're
food.
Like a delicacy.
Right. I don't know if fruit is the same way. But like, yeah, like because in Japan, it's like gift giving such a huge thing, and like giving fruit to someone is like, oh shit, you really care for me.
Yeah.
So that's why they make it expensive to come.
It won't work on us, right?
Well, it won't work on us because we're just like, just give me a fucking Granny Smith and I'll be good. You know,
Just go to the grocery store, buy me a cheaper grape.
Exactly.
I'm like, you spent how much on this watermelon?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Because like, I've noticed that about, I guess, like the Japanese artisan culture, which I guess I'm going to call it, which is like one thing I can say about Japan is that if you're a craftsman, you put your fucking heart and soul into whatever you're making, right? And I mean, that's why Japan has like such a high standards for so many things, right? And you know, you see this with, for example, with you know, like Japanese tools, like Japanese knives, for example. Mm. You see like documentaries about, you know, people who have like inherited their fucking great grandfather's like fucking blacksmith or something.
It is
generation 16.
Every
single one of those documentaries is the same. And then they'll be like, oh, what makes your salt so special? And then they'll go on about the family recipe and how they love it and they love salt.
It almost always starts with, this isn't just any knife.
Prime from the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah,
Northern Hemisphere.
Like this has been passed down through the knowledge of like fucking five different generations.
Great grandfather first made knives.
And then it's like the same way with the melons, for example, where you look at the melon farms and it's like, you know.
They massage it.
They literally massage it.
Like every morning, there's just a dude who's just like,
I thought you were joking about
No, no, no. They actually do that. There's like they're rubbing a baby.
Yeah, and like I, you know, I respect the fact that they have like such pride with their work and their craft, but there's a point when I'm just gonna like be like, it's just a melon, you know. I'm sorry.
It's really cool, and like I have like so much respect for people who do that kind of stuff, but like I'm not always gonna buy into it.
There are some things where I'm just like, you know, there are some tools where I'm just like, yes, this definitely does need the care and attention and the knowledge of like years of work. And then sometimes I'm just like, I mean, it's slightly sweeter, you know, it's a slightly sweet strawberry. Is it worth as that much? I don't know.
It just doesn't work in other countries.
It doesn't.
Reminds me of like Maylene when she's like, these eggs are like $8, $8 eggs.
Maylene is the person that buys into it.
She made Emily buy it, and she's like, Emily got ready, she's like, all right, try it. It's like, mainly said it's like $8 eggs, and it's like, tastes like rich and stuff. I taste it, I'm like, tastes like an egg with
No, I am exactly the same.
I'm Team Didas here.
It's a load of shit. It's like, I'm sorry, if the melon's fucking ready to eat, I don't need like Tanaka-san to massage it.
I'll just eat it.
Like, I don't know. To me, it's just like, I don't know, this obsessive nature of like, the fruit and things have to be perfect. And it's like, it's like in the UK as well, we used to like, I think you'd throw away like carrots or stuff that weren't like the right shape.
Right, you wouldn't
buy them. And it's like, just fucking give it to me.
Like, I wouldn't mind so much if there at least was like a cheapo option, you know? Because you know, because it feels like, you know, I'm fine if I want to like, you know, treat myself. And I know like, I'm going to buy a fruit that is like 100% of the time fucking A grade, you know? Like, you know, sometimes like you buy a pack of strawberries in the UK and it's like strawberry gacha. Sometimes it's like a little bit sour. Sometimes you get that perfectly sweet one, but you know, it's like in Japan, every strawberry you buy is like that sweet one. It's every single time. Mm. But I do want the option to just be like, yeah, just give me a fucking cheap pack. Give me the shit pack that I just want to like stuff myself.
It's literally like pay to win.
It is. It's oh my fucking God.
It's like you are paying so that you guarantee every strawberry is going to be an SSR.
Yeah. Oh my fucking God.
It's just like, why did they put like fruit behind a paywall? like all the foods to like put behind the paywall?
Other thing I wouldn't mind either is like, you know, say for example, if it's like knives, right? Or like tools or something.
That makes sense.
That shit's going to last you for a long time, right? Because like there's quality to it. Yeah. I can finish a packet of strawberries in like 5 minutes, you know? So it's like, oh, cool. So the thing I just spent 5 minutes on, that cost $200.
Yeah.
Or like a parody documentary of like, Flaming Hot Cheeto, like a premium version being made.
This isn't just any Flaming Hot Cheeto.
Like hand dust it or something. They had like spread the dust on.
This is made by Chester Cheeto himself.
They like hand fry every single Cheeto before like dusting it with like fucking.
Yeah, and then like massage it to the perfect shape.
Like it's like infused with like fairy dust or some shit like that. But yeah, like I suppose unlike us, you moved here post-COVID, right? So I'm curious what the procedure for you was like.
Oh yeah, like, I forgot we talked about.
Yeah, we went that. we went on a tangent. We do that a lot here on Trash Taste. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So take us through the process.
Oh yeah, it was a first. Voice crack. Anyways,
why are you pointing at me?
Because you told me it was a painful process, and I was like, hey, it can't be that bad. And then like, you know. It's fine. We're just chilling, waiting for the border to open. But then when it actually opened, it was such a pain. It was like you sign one paper,
with
the same information, and then you have to do that 20 more times.
Yeah.
And then you have to, like, I had to drive to the borough, which is only in Boston. Drive all the way there.
Or the embassy?
The embassy. And then the lady was like, who's this gaijin trying to get into our country? Like, she treated me like trash. I was like, yeah, fair enough. Like, I understand.
Understand a lot of nice.
And then she's like, come back a week, drive back, and then drive again.
Yeah.
Get that thing.
It's very frustrating to go to the embassies, especially if they're far away.
Mm. Yeah, when they're far away, you don't know, like, how they operate.
So. Yeah.
And then that whole ordeal happened, and then you Luckily, I had the passport ready. But then one of the annoyingest part is the COVID. They call it MySOS. It's like an app where
it's the app to get into.
What's super troll about this is that when I got to the airport, when I landed in Japan, the app stopped working. And then all these people who like couldn't communicate with me were like, why is your phone not working? And I was like, it's not just me. Like all these other people's like apps aren't working.
Yeah. So like, the app is really buggy. It's buggy. Really shit.
Yeah. So then they like sent me to a computer to put the same information I did like 37 times. Yeah. So I had to do it again. And then,
So to explain, this is the app. I just have it as well because I just came into Japan.
Right. Did they call you?
They don't call me because I don't need to quarantine. I'm boosted.
They like called me. You're boosted?
I'm boosted, baby.
They called me. They checked on me like every day when I came back. And they called me on stream and I did it on stream.
Yeah, yeah. Last time when we needed to quarantine, they call you every day. But I believe like now you just have to download it just to register that you are coming into the country.
If it works.
I mean, like I felt like I go like I because I'd done this before and I did it through like hard mode. Right when I came in, we would like literally treated like cattle. Like they would give us, they would like we come in and they like tag us and brand us and be like those. Really? Yeah, those are the people coming in. And we literally spent 4 hours in the airport. Like, how long did you spend in the airport?
Very quick. Well, not quick, because, you know, the whole, like, maybe 3 hours.
That's pretty good. You're getting the visa.
Yeah.
If you were getting the...
Yeah, and you were getting the visa as well.
Can I talk shit about Delta? Is that
You can talk shit about it.
We're not sponsored by Delta.
Bro, that's literally our partner.
I own the shares to Delta, actually.
Yeah. Yo, fuck Delta, dude. I've rode with them 3 times. They fucked me over all 3 times. But anyways, they delayed my fucking...
flight.
My flight by day. Mm. And what the thing is, you needed the COVID test.
But
you get results in 2 days.
Yeah.
So I had to time it perfectly.
Yeah.
And then when I did time it perfectly, Delta canceled my Japan trip. They made me get stuck in Detroit. I'm like literally just stuck in Detroit all night.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the airport, they were like, hey, your COVID test is late by a day. And then I had to show my ticket, like, yo, they delayed me by a whole day. Then they had to bring the manager, and then the manager had to bring the other manager. And then the managers had to bring the other manager, and he came over and he's like, okay, you're good.
that's the most Japanese story I've ever heard in my life.
And I'm like, just get me in the goddamn country already. Like, I'm tired. I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think I must have taken like the most optimized path you could possibly get to take in the country. Cause I was only at the airport for like an hour and a half, but like I prepared my COVID tests. I made sure like it was dated and timed and made sure to print out all my tickets.
I did that too.
Yeah. Did you pre-register as well?
I did.
You did?
I did. And it didn't work. It wasn't working. And I even screenshotted the barcode.
Oh yeah.
But
so was
they
it,
didn't take it,
was the app green?
No, because only one of them wasn't accepting my vaccine card
for some reason.
I was like, why?
So you need to make sure you get like the right kind of vaccine card. And then if you get the right kind of vaccine card, the app will turn green. And like if they see a green app, they're just like, let this man through. Let this man through.
He's got a green card.
He's not like the rest.
He's done the paperwork. He's done the paperwork. Get him through.
He's done the assignment.
Literally, I think I skipped like an hour and a half to 2 hours just because I was able to get the green app.
Good to know. I need to know that.
Well, thanks for telling me.
I need to know that.
I've done the speed run, guys.
I've optimized the route.
I have optimized it. Yeah, because I knew how anal like Japan were with documents. So I was just like, I need to make sure every document on par with their exact specifications.
Like when you do something in the UK, and I assume the US, sometimes you read some stuff, guidelines, you're like, oh, I'm sure that's not that important, right? Like in Japan, if it's written there, they're gonna check.
They will check everything.
They will make sure.
Japan is the only country where like you actually have to read the fine print.
Because
they do everything the fine print says.
I did, I went above and beyond, and I still got like, kind of cut.
That's Japan for you.
That is Japan for you. So yeah, you still took 3 hours just because you had to like re-sign everything and
the day before that when I transferred it to Detroit,
they kept
being like, oh, we're gonna get another pilot 1 hour later. The pilot's coming 1 hour later. 3 hours later, and then they go, oh, canceled. And then, like, here's your hotel. Go to the hotel, waste a whole ass day. Mm. Go the next day, and then, you know, finally load. And then I got out of the airport, 3 hours, and then Mainly picked me up, and I was like, and then I met you guys at the that restaurant
was
pretty mid. Sorry. Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer.
Guys, you know we all shop online.
Of course.
Of course we do. Where else do we shop? In real life? Now, how often do you feel that that promo code just taunts you at the checkout?
Every time.
Well, thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes are a thing of the past.
Really?
Honey's the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart.
Ooh. Imagine it. You're shopping on one of your favorite sites.
Okay.
You get to the checkout. Mm-hmm. The Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupon. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches through coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop.
Oh my lord!
I recently bought some nice dress shirts, gentlemen. I know, fancy, because we're going to the UK, and I managed to save $15 on a $100 order thanks to Honey.
Damn,
$15!
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already used Honey, you could be straight up missing out on savings. Ooh. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the boys as well. So you can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/trashtaste. That's joinhoney.com/trashtaste. Back to the episode.
I gotta say, since Didas and Emily came like after Geeks Plus has already obviously been formed for a while, they got the fucking VIP treatment coming into Japan. They got picked up at the airport by Mei-Lin and Geeks Plus staff. You know, like I believe Emily got the same treatment. Where me and Connor, we were just left to like find a way to like our house.
Find Joey.
Yeah, find Joey. Yeah, basically,
I had to pick them up. I mean, guys.
I texted Joey when I landed in Japan. I was like, okay, can you come help me? I've got so many bags. And then he helped me out in like Nippuri.
Yeah.
And Joey
was the one who took care of me.
And I remember that because I remember I was trying to do the same thing to Connor because we were like, me and Sydney were going to stay around Connor's house, right? And Connor was just like, yeah, Joey helped me with his bags and everything like that. Dude, Have I told it on the podcast?
Okay. About me not helping you, Connor.
Yes.
I didn't know you had that many bags. I would have helped if I know.
The most fucked up thing, I hadn't even joined Geeks Plus at that time. Yeah. I was literally just doing it on my own. Meanwhile, Maylene's just fucking sitting back eating her $8 eggs. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you'll be all right.
I care.
Yeah. Back then, Geeks Plus was just Maylene, and now Geeks Plus is an entire team. So, yeah, of course.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, they put him up in a hotel.
Yeah. We were the beta test, basically.
Stayed in Hotel Joey. Yeah,
I stayed in Hotel Connor. Yeah. slept on his floor. You know, that was very luxurious.
Yeah. Tatami mat, actually.
Tatami mat. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Come on. It's authentic.
Well, technically, authentic. It is a floor.
It's authentic. It's not a
it's
floor.
It's 4 generations old, actually. Handcrafted and massaged.
It's not just a floor. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's thousands of years of culture you're standing on. Jesus.
Oh my God. So once you got into the country, everything was good, you reckon?
Well, I mean, we always needed a translator. We like translated like everything literally.
Yeah,
that was Joey's job at the beginning. Yeah. I wasn't even paid for it.
I wasn't even paid for it.
And then we're lucky because you guys are like already established. So you guys go, oh, you want to go out to here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then you do all the speaking, and I'm just like, yeah. And then we did our first lesson like 2 weeks ago, but then Golden Week hit.
So
Just like, oh, you going to Japanese lessons?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
For sure. I feel so useless, man. Mm. I really do.
It does make you feel like an infant. You just can't do anything.
Right. Yeah, I feel so. I never felt so useless in my life, but that's what I like about it. It's like
you like that?
No. I get thrown into the wild.
Okay. I don't want to do anything. Yeah. Let everyone else do everything.
No.
That's cool though, because like I don't know many people who have like never left their country who is suddenly just like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to live in a country I've never been to. You know?
Yeah.
If you live in your mom's basement long enough, you just...
you want to.
I've been there for a very long time.
Right.
I mean, but like rent is like insane in the US, right? Getting a place to rent alone.
My mom's basement. It's like,
yeah, it's free. If you wanted to leave your mom's basement, like the rent is really high.
It depends on what state you're in.
It depends where you are. I guess. I don't know what it's like in Maine, but I guess like New York.
Maine's getting cheaper. I'm not more expensive because the hipsters are moving in.
Right.
It's kind of like Williamsburg. They made it super expensive.
Well, I mean, I know like New York is like fucking egregious.
Oh, Brooklyn. Actually, when I went to Brooklyn, I used to be it used to be cheap and ghetto. Mm. Right. And then I came back like, you know, a couple years after college, and it like completely.
Yeah, now it's like super fancy.
It turned
right?
fancy. Yeah, I was yeah. like, where's my ghetto Brooklyn that I miss? I miss the ghetto-ness. Where is it?
Like, yeah, I've heard it's become like the art district of New York, right? Like it's like a lot of hipsters yeah. like live in Brooklyn.
I literally
now, like,
think it's the art colleges.
You,
like,
you yeah. You told yeah. me that you used to, you try to pay rent once for like within your sock or something.
What?
Oh. Oh yeah, yeah. I was just okay. I'll tell this story. So
like, I was like, I was just thinking, you should get her. And I was
it's 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, I got to pay rent to my roommate real like real yeah. quick. Mm. So I had to, the only way to do it is to cash ATM.
It was in New York, right?
All
right.
Yeah, it was in New York, like right, my, right. my Brooklyn apartment.
Yeah.
Right.
And the deli's only like 5 minute walk. Mm. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go to the deli, get the $500, and then but. I'm so stupid because in my head, I'm like, well, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. And what if I get mugged?
Right.
I should hide it in a really good spot. And I hit it in my shoe. I hit it in my shoe. And while I was walking back, the money flew out of my shoe. Then I didn't know. And I got back to my apartment. And I was like, where's my money? So then I went outside, like, in the dark, like, looking like this. And then, like, a bunch of, like, you know, people came up to me. And he's like,
yeah.
Yo, what are you looking for? And I'm like, have you guys seen any like money, like $500 around? Like, and they're like, nah, man, nah. And I knew they were acting. I knew. I think they picked it up.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nah, man, nah, dude. I didn't see that. That's crazy. What? And I was like, okay, I know you guys have it. I didn't say that loud, but yeah, I'm like, this is a GG. I'm gonna call my dad and be like, yeah, I lost the $500. Sorry.
Yeah, I felt bad. Fly out of your shoe, like you didn't put it like deep into your.
Was it like
soul?
Were you like letting it hang out of yeah. the shoe?
No, I put it as deep as it, I don't know. It's
you have a hole in your shoe, maybe it just kind of like slipped.
No,
out.
I just maybe physics or something. I don't know, man.
Physics, physics, man, physics.
I don't know, man.
Well, the mugging was just that good,
dude. I mugged myself technically.
Oh my god, that is the most like I live in New York story I've ever.
Yeah. Heard. Yeah.
Well, my favorite time in New York is like going out at like 2 a.m. in the morning because then you get like the crackheads.
why is that a good thing?
Why is that a good thing?
I don't know. It's kind of it's a vibe. But it's because I'm a dude, so I'm, yeah. like, I'm technically always safe. But if you're like a girl, you're gonna, it's real bad.
I don't actually, know, man. Like, I've been to New York and I never felt safe, even like during the day.
Yeah, yeah, no. Actually, being in Japan, I always feel safe now.
Yeah, like, right?
This is crazy. Yeah. No guns, no stabbing.
Yeah, right?
Like, I don't know if I call that a vibe, you know?
All the
lo-fi gun noise.
No, you just gotta learn how to talk to them. So, what I do is.
Well, you go up and talk to them?
No, no, if they approach you.
Oh, right.
Okay, okay.
So
what's
you
the
do
secret?
Is you got to be like homie to them. So like what I do is I like to say man. So I'm like, so they go,
this
hey,
one simple trick.
This is a pro strategy, okay?
Okay.
So they approach you. They're like, give me $2. Hey, can I have $2? And you go, no, sorry, man. And then you got to add the man in there. It's like,
so if I just say, so right, if I just yeah. say no, so... No, sorry. Yeah, they're gonna no, be. They're
no,
gonna be like.
Say no, sorry.
I know. Yeah.
They're offended.
You know.
They're offended.
I'm not. Right. I'm not. You know, native to America, but yeah. I don't think that's gonna like stop anything. If someone wants.
No,
to-
it does. You'll be surprised, man.
I was gonna punch you. My,
yeah.
I just suddenly felt some sort of connection.
He's like, oh, he's on my level. Thank like, God.
Oh, you called me man? Okay, you're good. Yeah, you're good. I'll mug the next guy.
I'll mug the next time.
What do you think? What does the man do?
What does a man do?
What does the man do?
What does the man do?
Wait, what dude? The dude asking?
So like,
no. By saying man, what does that do? Like, why does that work?
Oh, it's just like
disarm.
Just like,
it's like word disarming.
Right.
I don't know if this is how it.
like you're being friendly towards them,
yeah,
right?
Friendly.
Yeah.
So if you just say no, sorry, that's like kind of rude. You say no, sorry, man. Or in like in that tone, no yeah. sorry, man. Right? Man.
What if I say, I apologies, my good fellow. Yeah. I cannot provide you with the cash that you require right now.
Well, then you make
I
them
would
laugh.
Like to decline, yeah, I would like to decline that request, sir.
That's another thing. If you can make them laugh, they let you go, too. You know?
I mean, look, like, I believe
criminals
you, but.
This one simple trick. Yeah.
There's a part of me that believes you, but, like, not in saying that, I'm not going to try it.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been mugged yet, so.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, I don't think I'll be mugged here, right?
I mean, I suppose
pretty unlucky.
Yeah. Unless it's an umbrella, in which case that's just like free reign.
Oh, yeah. Someone stole Emily's umbrella.
Yeah, do be like that. Yeah.
People don't steal here unless it's umbrellas.
Yeah.
Because it's not your umbrella, it's the community umbrella.
You gotta be more careful about like people trying to make you join cults, really. That happens more.
It hasn't happened to me yet.
That's good. It will happen.
Do I have to go to like the countryside?
No, don't follow them.
Why are you following them?
No, you just have to be like, sorry, man.
Sorry, man.
I don't want to join the cult.
I want to join your cult.
Sorry, dude.
I don't want to go pray.
Yeah.
You're good, dude.
I don't think it'll work here. They don't understand English that much.
So the cults do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. They go for foreigners.
Yeah.
Oh, then my tactic works.
Yeah. Just be like, sorry,
just
man.
Just say man, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Sorry, man. I don't want to join a cult.
Sorry, man. I don't want to pray right now. They'll ask you, do you want to pray? You say no. And then they'll show you a picture of Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
And that should be your sign.
Yeah. It's always Mount Fuji.
I always question, like, what exactly do you do in this cult, though? Like, they just like get money from you?
Yeah, normally they make you live with them, and then they usually try and get your money.
I mean, it's usually like, it starts off with a scam.
Like, it's just brainwashing.
Yeah, it starts off with a scam, which then eventually leads on to some, like, more.
Yeah.
I don't want to say devious licks, but
devious licks.
But you know, it gets a little serious.
There's that episode of Golden Time, right, where there's like a cult thing going on.
Is there?
Yeah.
You know, Japan weirdly has a lot of cults.
Yeah.
They're really, really, really like active.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really big ones as well.
Yeah.
It's because there's no like one organized religion like a lot of countries, so it's kind of just like free for all, basically.
I'm guessing because of the aging population as well. It's very easy to.
I can't unsee it. I was fine. And then Connor, like, randomly, like, while I was hanging out with him, this dude just randomly dropped, yeah, there's, like, a lot of old people, more old people than young people. And I was like, no, there's not. Then, like, the next week, I've been walking around, I'm like, oh my God, they're everywhere. There's old people everywhere.
If you go to a supermarket, it's probably, like, 80% elderly people.
It's insane. Yeah. I was like, what?
I was just, like, I saw a news article just the other day. I mean, this is outdated by the time being, but, like, do you know what percentage of the population is below 15 in Japan?
Wait, what did you say? Repeat that.
What population, what percentage of the Japanese population is below 15 years old? What do you think?
20%?
10%.
Like, what the fuck?
That's how many older people there are.
Less young people.
Less young people.
This is what happens when everyone plays gacha. No one's having sex.
I agree with that. Yeah. I went to Akihabara and the sex shop is all I needed to see.
You went to it?
I did, and yeah. I saw some questionable, very
the full story yes. one, right?
Yeah.
And there's like the advertisement that's just like.
Yeah,
I pretend not to look.
Yeah.
So, how does like New York as a big city compare to Tokyo?
Tokyo is amazing.
Yeah,
I love it here.
That's good.
It's literally New York,
mm-hmm.
but clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. Come to Tokyo.
New York has the grid system, which is like it gets boring because you just straight lines, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Japan has just like. Get straight lines, and then
lots of little like
that's it. That's what you know.
I mean,
no food differences, no restaurant.
Oh my God, dude!
You're looking at it in the eyes of like an architect. Yeah.
I'm like straight lines, Japan, everyone.
I lost like 20 pounds before getting here.
Yeah,
obviously not at my goal.
Right.
Which I hate, but anyways, I'm trying to fucking lose weight here in Japan. Impossible. There's like every. You go down one street, food. You go to the next one, food.
Yeah.
Food. Snack. Yep. It's impossible. And it's all carbs. And I'm just like, I can't like control myself. I'm like.
And then you have a beer.
What?
And then you have a beer.
And then you have a beer, which is cheap. Because if you want to buy a beer, normally if you go to the bar, you have to tip the bartender.
Yeah.
And then the beer costs like $8. So it's like $9 a beer. It's like over here, it's like what, like $3?
Yeah.
No tip.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
I've been to some izakayas where it's 50 yen a beer.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Wow.
Some really cheap beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I noticed. And they have like low carb beer too, which is
the green label. Right?
I showed him the green stuff.
And like, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
It's good
because he was constantly complaining about carbs and stuff, and I was like,
just don't drink beer.
I was like, Dida has shit taste. He'll probably like this beer. I gave it to him.
Well, why drink beer?
This is pretty good.
Why drink beer then?
This is fun. I don't know.
Just get like a highball.
It's literally like water. It doesn't taste like beer.
Yeah. I like water.
I'm not dissing Morse here. I'm not a water hater.
The audacity.
It's like Bud Light.
It is literally
Bud Light. Yeah, it is literally Bud Light.
But it's like.
Do you like Bud Light?
It's water.
A can is like 100 calories and like no carbs.
Yeah,
so it's pretty. You know, if you're on a diet, it's pretty friendly.
Well, the thing in America right now, is very popular is the hard seltzer.
Yeah, what's that? I thought it was like
seltzer water.
No. Seltzer water.
It's literally seltzer water, but like they put alcohol in it.
What's seltzer water?
Like, just isn't it carbonated water?
It's carbonated water.
Oh, so it's like so White Claw? Is that it?
I guess supposedly.
White Claw puts a little bit of flavoring in it.
Okay. So they've removed the fun.
It is White Claw. It's basically
like
a White Claw.
They've removed the fun from White Claw, which already wasn't fun originally.
It depends on which seltzer you want. But yeah, White Claw is the most popular one. Yeah.
Okay.
But they put alcohol in it.
They do.
Or like vodka,
like 5-8% or something.
Oh, so it's like a strong zero.
It's basically just alcohol water or something, right? It's
you, hand sanitizer.
What lengths have we gone to? Like the norm.
It's literally just hand sanitizer.
Seltzer water is carbonated, just water hand sanitizer. You never had seltzer water?
What's the difference between sparkling then, and why do you
sparkling?
Call it
sparkling normally they call sparkling when it's like it has flavor enhanced.
Really? Does it?
I don't think it is.
No. Like aspartame or whatever it's called. It's
like, what's the other one? There's a bunch of other brands. Like, what's the Perrier or whatever?
Perrier. That's sparkling water,
it's
right?
Got no flavor.
That's just sparkling water.
But that doesn't have flavor in it, though.
Exactly. But that's what sparkling water is.
So what's the difference between seltzer?
Well, then what's seltzer?
Sorry, seltzer water.
But it said sparkling.
I'm talking on my own ass. I don't fucking know. Maybe they're the most thing.
I need to know what the trash is.
Welcome to Trash Taste.
Yeah. Tell me what your source is.
I mean, fuck up.
I feel like seltzer water is like unflavored though. And then like sparkling's like, here's a cherry flavor.
I guess.
So did you find that Japan is giving you any inspiration for video
ideas? Yeah.
Super motivation.
Really?
Because when I made, when I did YouTube as a job back in United States or Maine or whatever. Mm. In my mom's basement, basically.
Yeah.
I didn't really have like any reason to make money. I was just like, when I did make money, I was like, all right. But like, I never had a use for it. I didn't pay for my food. My mom like,
right. Yeah.
But then like my mom was like, you should move out. But she's also very sad about it too.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, I'm like conflicted. But then I'm like, I gotta move out. I have to, like, mentally. I was rotting down there. Especially when I think I wanted to move out when before COVID hit, and then COVID hit, and I was like, well, I just be a basement dweller again.
Right.
Eat Domino's pizza. And
did you always plan to move to Japan, or was it just like the opportunity came and you're like, all right, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. I'll take anything.
I mean, if the opportunity arises, I was just
you got an opportunity that like a lot of people would kill for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, like, I'm a weeb, right?
We know.
It's just really weird going to the Kobini and like seeing like Detective Conan, and I'm like, I'll go on the train and I'll see like gacha advertisements or like nice anime art, and I'm like, this is crazy. I was like, this is pretty wild.
I'm so sad because like I missed out on the like, because I wasn't in Tokyo when you like were here.
Yeah, we got to hang out.
Of course. But like I missed out on like the initial to Japan saga that happened.
Yeah, well, I'm still like every time I go to a convenience store, I'm still like, what is this? What is that? It's like, there's so many things, you know?
Yeah. Because I love seeing reactions to like people who come to Japan for the first time.
Yeah,
to like everything, right?
And because I remember my first reaction, like seeing a fucking konbini and just like.
Yeah, the konbini is like the funnest one.
It is.
Like, I've gone to the konbini, I've seen Japan, I'm done.
Yeah. Like, dude, fuck Akihabara. It's all about the konbinis, man. Konbini's
peak Japan.
What's your go-to like food then at the konbini? What are you eating?
I'm like, I like 7-Eleven the best.
Yeah, what are you eating though?
Oh, I'm not
like everything, or
no, not everything. Just whatever. I'm trying to stay healthy, right?
So Have
you had the cup ramen yet?
No,
it's pretty good. Just try it.
Did you not hear what he just said? He's trying to lose weight.
Try it.
Curry flavor.
Just a little
curry
flavor.
I noticed they only have like the tin cans or whatever. Not the tin cans, the plastic cups, right?
The plastic
in America,
cups?
They got the little bag.
Oh, like the packet ramen?
Yeah, they,
no,
yeah,
they have the packet ramen.
They have it here.
Well.
But it's just
everyone likes the
cup. I can't the find cup the run. Cups ever.
Wait, what?
Wait, what do you mean? The cups are cups everywhere.
Everywhere.
They no, have, oh, sorry, I meant
okay, oh, the okay, package.
The package.
No, the package shit, you probably need to go to like a supermarket.
Yeah, that's they sell them at the supermarket.
Why would you want the package shit?
So you can eat it at home.
It tastes better.
No, it's no.
Yeah, if you deck it, you get to deck it yourself.
Oh, what the fuck? No.
But why not just make a cup ramen and then just like empty it out into a plate? It would that not be the same
thing?
I
love the curry cup ramen, different. Dude. That shit.
The curry one and the tomato one. I'm
does
like,
it?
My favorites, yeah.
I fucking love the duck. I curry one.
I think they all taste the same. Right?
What?
Right?
What the fuck? Oh, is this another all bread taste the same thing?
No, it's
the
it's
flavors taste very different, Gant.
It's like there's a curry one that's really good, and then there's like a tomato one that's really good. There's a seafood one that's really good.
Well, I worry for your taste buds.
No, I'm saying if there's cup ramen in a cup and cup and ramen in a packet that's the same flavor, they both taste the same.
Oh, I thought you were saying the curry and the tomato ones taste the same.
Oh right, no, I was just like, because he was talking about the packet because they taste better.
They taste the same.
Yeah, they taste the same.
Yeah, I'm just like,
it depends on what sauce.
The one with the cup, they've given you literally like the perfect measurement of water to put in.
Yeah.
In a bowl, I always overdo it or underdo it, you know?
Well, you gotta get good, bro.
No, you gotta... That just means you haven't cooked enough ramen out of a bowl.
I like the cup noodles way more. And also, dude, this sounds
you're
so fun about
lazier.
Holding it.
You don't wanna, water.
Half
you
the
just wanna, like...
Half of the experience is fucking holding it and just, like, fucking going
ahead. No, it's hot. It burns your hand.
What?
Put it in a bowl.
What, are you holding it while you're pouring the hot water in?
Sometimes the heat goes through the styrofoam and you're like, ah.
What are you? What?
Am I the only one?
Thank you. No. Please, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had that. I mean, I don't know how sensitive the nerves on your fingers are.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, because like with some, depending on like the packet or flavor of the ramen, I think it like requires a different amount of water for like the optimal taste.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you know, some sauces are a bit thicker. Some sauces are a bit thicker. You like it was watery? Nah, I like it like thick, man. I like it concentrated.
I like it watery.
So, but that's the thing. But like the cup ramen, right? They have like a line on the inside, which is like, tells this you. Is the normal one. Mm. So if you like yours water, you just pour a little more water than the line.
Yeah,
if you
like
it thick, you pour it a little bit under.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like perfectly measured out for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no like, you know, gambling in a fucking
you
giant
guys sound
pot.
Like a cup ramen cult.
I just like cup ramen.
I like cup ramen.
Cup ramen is fucking awesome.
It's good.
I mean, I ain't trash it. It's good. I just prefer the packets.
It was invented by Americans, dude.
Sure, like you're talking a little too much shit.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It actually was. It was invented by the Americans.
Learned that the cup noodle
the
museum,
cup,
right?
Ramen museum.
Yeah, the cup ramen museum.
I'll take it to the cup ramen museum and then you'll change your mind.
I think someone went there before.
So I think people have gone there before.
We've all been there before.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
People have gone there before, I think. I think two of them are in this room right now.
I think Emily went to it, I think.
Oh, really?
I think there's one in California, that's why.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I guess we should talk a bit more about what you do.
Yeah.
I met you guys at a Faku party.
Yeah. At Anime Expo, well, right?
What year was that?
20, well, whenever the last one was,
2019.
But wait, so why are you on, what's your YouTube history? Why the fuck are you on YouTube? What's going on with that, huh?
Why am I on YouTube?
Yeah, what made me put you on YouTube?
I get it here. Okay. So I was like, I graduated out of college and like, I didn't want to be an industry puppet yet.
Yeah. Mm. What did you study in college?
I went for 3D animation, which I hate.
Okay.
I hate 3D animation.
Same. 3D animation?
I hate 3D animation.
I went 3D animation because obviously like career-wise, it's like safest.
Yeah.
Like if you go to art college, you're paying like 50 grand, whatever, every semester and like, you know, getting massively in debt.
50 grand every semester?
Yeah. Yeah, art college.
Art college
yeah.
don't mess
insane.
Around.
Yeah.
And then they make you pay for the dorms.
Yeah.
And then they make you pay... Or like everything,
right?
And then they give you this lunch card, and they're like, "We put like $15,000 in here. You had to spend it all, or it goes away. So you have to keep eating at the cafeteria to spend all that money,
right?
Or else the money's useless. It's like so stupid. Jeez. But anyways, yeah. So after I graduated, I was like jobless for like a year and a half, 2 years. I don't know how long it was like probably the most depressing parts of my life.
Yeah.
It was very depressing because at first, I wanted to try to do something myself, like instead of like being a paint bucket slave, like I'm a paint bucket.
Yeah.
Paint bucket. I was like, let me try to do something. It was a massive struggle. I'd release a video and then it would do poorly because obviously when you're like one subscriber, Andy, you're like,
yeah.
You're like, I can't do much. Yeah. Right. So then it was just that I just kept doing it because I saw like people like Domix, James, Jaden, stuff like they were doing well at the time. Storytime animation was like very.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I was at the peak of that. Yeah.
It is dying now, like a little bit, obviously.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah. Hmm. Dying. It's not dying, dying.
It's but calmed down a lot.
It's calmed down.
It's definitely not at the peak. Yeah.
It used to be insane. You can make like any video be like, I went to school and I sat down and I saw a pencil and I sharpened it. And then you could get like a million views on
that.
I remember like when it was at its peak, it was like every, no matter how many times you refresh your homepage.
There was a different story time review.
I think James's like style was like so simple that everyone was like, oh, I could do that too.
And right.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Because I remember like before, like there were like some of the biggest YouTube videos were like animation, and then YouTube changed the algorithm to not like to watch time.
People want animation.
Yeah, but people the need never went. So you know there was this huge need on the YouTube audience for animation, but obviously it wasn't feasible to do like the heavy Newgrounds kind of short form animation anymore. And then that kind of evolved into story time animations, I think.
It's funny though, is because it's supposed to be simpler now, but like now everyone has like teams.
Yeah.
I wish I had a team. I mean, I should try to get one, but like I have that like mental problem where I'm like, I must do it.
Yeah.
You won't do it correctly. I gotta do it.
Right.
And I hate that.
But yeah, that's definitely something you need to like let go of as a YouTuber.
It's so hard.
I'm editing, right? Yeah. I'm the same way, and I still am heavily involved in the editing process.
Yeah, because you're like,
yeah. Because like to me, that is like my personality. Like I can convey my personality through my editing. So I've had to learn what parts can I give to someone else and not like lose this to be like a gigug video. You know, that's what I've had to like figure out. And that's what the challenge is, because you can't continue doing everything yourself. You have to figure out, you know, what makes a Didus video a Didus video, and what can I outsource to other people to help me with, you know?
Yeah, because I'm sure you could get, like, you know, helpers to do, say, like, coloring and stuff like that right?
That's the hard part, though, is that when it comes to animation, it's expensive because there's a lot of hours that
get
into it. And, like, in my head, I'm like, well, if I'm doing the writing, the storyboarding, the animation, the YouTube thumbnail, the whatever. I'm like doing everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I give this to somebody else, all they're going to do is just make it polished and make it look better. Right.
Yeah. But like, let's say.
But I don't technically save time that way, though.
There's like some things you can do. Like, let's say you're writing, right? You could argue that you have to write everything. But what's wrong with someone kind of mimicking your style and then you going in and cleaning it up? And the more you work with someone.
I would love that. I just need to find one.
Yeah.
It's all about writing a fine person.
It sucks because you need to find someone, but also.
And then you have to pay them good.
You have to train them. So like you don't see a return.
Train them, pay them.
But in the long run, you'll probably
see some investment.
I do want to do that because I love doing the videos.
Yeah, of course.
But it is a lot of work, and I don't like to say out loud that it's a lot of work because it's like.
It's obvious a lot of work.
No, the problem is that there's artists who are doing that, but better or faster than you or draw better than you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'd say I'm pretty good, but then Pixiv artists are like,
Yeah.
But,
well, what is like the process, like your entire process into making one of your videos? And,
from start
to like end.
Ah, okay. Well, first of all, you got to think of like, okay, what's like a good enough video that won't be boring?
Yeah.
I go for like the ADHD kind of like fast pace.
Right.
But the problem is like, I learned that the hard way that like, I've been doing this so much. I run out of jokes. Cause I'm like, well, I've done this. Death Note. I've done that. Another Death Note. I've done that. I put so many Death Note like references in there already. I'm like, oh, well, I need to like change my style or something. Cause this is, I'm running out of jokes, man.
Right.
But yeah, so I start with the topic, and you half write it, you bullet point.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you storyboard. Storyboarding is the longest because
right.
that's basically the whole video, and then you just have to clean it up, right?
Right.
So storyboard. Oh yeah, sorry. You got to do the audio because now you got to match the audio with the storyboard.
Yeah.
And I hate the audio the most. I hate audio the most. Audio.
Why do you hate audio?
When it's like a home setup, it's like, I don't know. I have a hard time, like, because with animation, every sentence that you make mm-hmm. is at least like 5 to 10 drawings.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I got to cut this down so I don't have right. to like animate like an extra 30, 40, 50, 60 drawings. Mm. So you have to like cut it like perfectly.
Mm. Right, right,
right.
To save you some drawing time.
Basically. Right.
Mm.
And I don't know. I just feel like the expectations are like really high for any artists on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. there's always going to be that guy in the comments that's like, well, that's it. Or that was shit or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but fuck it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But like, I don't know. There's always that guy that's like, What happened? Your quality went down. My quality went down because I have to release the video. Yeah. You want it faster, right?
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
you take too long. They go, where's the video? And then it kind of like, it burns you out. I wouldn't say I'm burnt out. I would say like, I would make the video. Mm-hmm. Then I get like burnt out for like a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I come back, but at least I like enjoy it.
Yeah. yeah.
I'll do it again. I'll keep doing it. The problem was like, I don't know, this animation or story time or whatever. They made this, like this thing in the air, which is like, oh, you got to do it monthly. I don't know why. I don't know, like a standard.
Right?
I think that's probably like an expectation of like, this seems like a reasonable amount of time.
Right.
For
mm. And like,
but also I'd probably say that's like YouTube's like a good way to remind YouTube that you still exist. And like,
yeah, please, exactly.
Please recommend my video.
So things like when me and Emily do like stuff with Connor on his channel or whatever, yeah. it's like, hey, we're still alive. We're just suffering from animating.
Yeah.
I try to not to draw more than like 3 frames. I'm just like,
yeah.
Because most of it is the jokes and the audio.
Yeah.
And then the visuals are just like bonus. And
yeah.
Some animators they take that too lightly and they animate too much and then they're like, oh man, why did I do this?
Right. So how long does it take like to make one of your videos, do you reckon? Like
without rushing it.
Yeah, without rushing.
Like hours.
Well, the thing is like in a mental, sorry. You need to be. Oh, sorry.
Want to make sure it's like pointed towards your mouth.
In there. Eat the mic.
Yeah. So
you can move it around. If how long does it take to make one of your videos? Like if you're not rushing.
Oh, right. Okay. So like the thing is, you need to be in like the mental state,
mm-hmm.
like because I think like you guys are. I call you guys live actioners.
Man, I'm not a live actioner. Well,
flesh tuber.
You're a flesh tuber.
Yeah, you always,
whether you like it or not, God, you are a flesh tuber.
That sounds like a toy that Sydney just bought, you know? Fucking like, that sounds...
Flesh tube 3000.
But like for you guys, like you can like set up everything and then be done within like an hour or two or three.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
All depends, yeah.
Well, it depends, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not saying like it's easy. I'm saying mm-hmm. it's like... Mm.
It's more streamlined, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
if you're not feeling it for the day of like, doing the camera,
yeah.
Like, worst case scenario, you're, like, down by a day.
Mm. Yeah.
Or, like, you just put up with it, and you're just like, I'm still going to record, even though, like, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we do that on Trash Taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that 2 days? Is it 2 days?
No. I'm fine. I mean, there's some days, obviously, where one of us is really tired, or one of us had, like, they went out drinking or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we got to do it.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, you know.
You just got to turn on your brain, right?
If you were working on, like, a film set or something or a TV show. You don't get to be like, sorry guys, I'm feeling a little tired.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, you just gotta like,
cause just do it, power through.
Cause now it's not just us three, right? Even then I would still be like, all right.
Mm. Yeah.
We gotta
just do it.
Yeah.
Then we have like a bunch of staff coming in. So it's like, if one of us just doesn't turn up or take care of ourselves, it's like it affects everyone.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
You have like a so staff too. Like you,
we have like responsibility now for everyone.
Yeah. That's how I feel when like Maylene brought us over to Geeks Plus. I'm like, oh great, well now I gotta work.
But
like,
yeah. But it's like it's a good motivator.
It's good motivation.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a gym with a bro, right? And you're just spotting them because you don't want to let your bros down, right? You know.
Yeah, because if you go gym sometimes you're like, I'll skip the last set.
No
one's gonna punish me.
Yeah.
What are you doing? We got one more set.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, fuck, man, yeah, okay.
Like, all right, fine, I'll do it, all right.
I felt that, like, when I'm near you guys or over there or whatever, whatever, I feel that, and I appreciate it. Like, I'm like, this is why, there's three reasons why. One, motivation.
Yeah.
And then two, food.
We all eat food.
Yeah. That is
I
true.
I fucking love food. Okay. And then
I also love food.
Yeah.
Wow, what a hot take.
The hottest take on Trash Taste so far. I love food.
Well, now there's like different motivators because now I have to pay for rent.
I gotta pay bills.
I find as a creator, when you're around other people who are very determined and are making things, and being very like proactive and are really like pushing their content to the limits, it very much influences me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also,
yeah.
I think we all stepped up our game from being in Trash Taste, and we all wanted to push each other to make
like,
stuff.
Definitely. Like I've definitely learned so much just by being on Trash Taste and just being with the boys as well. Like this year has been like, I've been outputting the most content I've ever outputted in my entire career.
And man, I miss when you used to like not post. Like, I was like, my brother.
That's how you know you can change, man. That's how you know you can change. I did it, man.
The chosen one. Why?
I remember these two would post like so fast and I'm like, I can't keep up. This is like years and years ago.
Yeah.
And when he was working at the BBC, I could keep up with Garnt because he would like release like one video every like 3 months and I'm like,
three months. It was like once a year.
Once every six months or maybe.
Well, it was like a bunch of years.
Yeah.
It was like dingy. It's like, he's just like me.
So you got sad that Garnt upped his game?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm glad for the boy.
What are you, sad?
I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of you.
My pity.
See, oh my God! Can do it,
so you
can
want everyone to upload less? You're like, please, slow down, guys.
No, I got some new ideas to like up the. Hey guys, I'm still live. Like,
Yeah, definitely.
Especially with animation,
because like I'd say like I've learned a lot by being on Trash Chase because it was like the process of this is like so different from being like a non-flesh tuber or like what do you call that? I don't know what to
virtual
call that.
YouTube.
Avatuber.
Yeah, because I was just like a disembodied voice, you know, like I had never shared my face or anything, but like all of my content, like you, was like very scripted, you know, highly edited and stuff like that. So I would have like, you know, aside from the drawing, I would have like a very similar process.
I noticed that.
Yeah. And like the big difference between working on Trash Taste and working with, you know, live action videos is that there is like a clear separation between, okay, work starts, camera is on, you are working now, camera is stopped recording, job's over.
Right. Or like, I messed up, redo. Or whatever.
Yeah. But like, there is a clear separation to be like, okay, my work here is done. I can just relax. Whereas with scripted videos and with like edited videos, you're just like, oh, I could maybe do a little bit more.
Yeah, there's too much potential.
Yeah.
And then like, you go too much, you waste too much time.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no clear separation about when you should start and when the project is over.
Yeah.
Because there's always like a little bit you can do more. There's like things
that's,
here
and
that's there.
That's my biggest problem with the video. Is quality, quantity, and stuff.
Yeah.
If it's quantity, I get too bored because I'm not challenging myself. If it's quality, I take too damn long.
I'd be so scared to take 1 month and just know that like it could not do well.
I know. I cry like every time I upload a video. I'm dead. I just cry. I don't actually cry, but I'm just like I'm sad for like 2 days.
Why?
And then, but I pick myself up.
Even if it does well.
Yep. Because like when you first release it, you're like, "What if nobody watches it?"
Right.
And you wonder that for like, whatever. But for some reason, animation, it's like trickling views. It's like
With animation, it's definitely more like, you know, it picks up really quickly over a long period of time.
Yeah, long period of time.
Where it's like a lot of like flesh tubing videos. It's like. Flesh tube video, not flesh tubing. That was weird. But flesh like, tube. But with a lot of like flesh tube videos, like me and Connor,
it's
for
like
example,
instant and then
it's
stops,
like yeah,
right?
It's like usually it's like within the first week or something. It's like majority of the views, and then maybe every now and then it'll like kind of pick up, you know, in the long run.
Some videos just like don't stop getting views.
Yeah. But I'd say, I don't know about in your case, but like most videos, it's like the first week is like
for sure. Occasionally, you just get like one video that just seems to like defy.
It's like, oh,
it's just so funny because like sometimes like Connor will be like, oh, this video didn't perform well. He gets like sad. I'm like, bro, you only took like a week to make that shit. Sometimes I'll take like 2 months to make one video.
Some videos have taken me like months, and there's ones that take me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like the dichotomy is like shocking at times.
Yeah, he's not going to be like that with the video he took 5 minutes. Yeah,
but what we can share together is that the fucking YouTube studio is pure pain.
The rankings.
Why is it in the front? Just hide that shit, bro.
I completely agree. It should not be front and center.
I wish there was an option.
They remove dislikes and then they keep the fucking one actual thing that is like actual detrimental to my mental health front and center. Yeah. Like
everyone, I don't know a single person that likes that feature. Like I'm fine with it if you have to dig for it.
Exactly.
Hide it in the menu. Why is it in the very front page?
Why is it when I just want to see how my video is doing? That's the first thing I have to see. Like, I'm forced to see it, you know?
And it's like, oh, you're shit. And then you're like, you're shit today. Oh, okay.
It just sucks because I guess if you upload a video that doesn't do well for one whole month, you got to look at it.
You get sad and you're like, I'm falling off.
It's scary.
I like kind of like intermittently just like remove the app entirely from my phone, especially if it's like a video that's like, you know, like a 9 out of 10 or something. I was like, I don't want to fucking look at this.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just like remove it from my phone until my next video.
And then
if it does well, then I see the fireworks. So I was like, all right, installing that bitch again, baby.
Yeah. It's when you know it's a video that's not going to do well as well, but you're like, well, I like this video. I'm going to upload it. Yeah. I know people aren't going to watch it.
Mm. Yeah.
Or I know that YouTube's going to like kill it.
Yeah.
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 This episode is sponsored by Boxer.
Guys, it's time to touch some grass.
Wait, what?
What's up with you?
Isn't it the saying? The grass is always greener on the other side, right?
Of course.
Well, not this time. What's on the other side, you might be asking? Well, it's Boxu.
Oh my lord, it was right here!
Boxu is a monthly subscription service that delivers premium Japanese snacks and tea pairings straight from Japan to your door. Each Boxu features a new theme, providing a gourmet journey through Japan every single month.
This month's Boxu is in the theme of Midori moments.
Ooh.
You guys know what Midori means?
Joey, Midori is green in Japanese. Do you get it now, guys?
Nihongo Josu.
Well, this is the Uji Matcha waffle cookie.
It's got two thick and crumbly waffle cookies encased in a smooth and rich matcha infused cream between their ridges. How's that?
Oh, that's really good, actually.
What I would personally recommend is to pair this with yuzu green tea, because it's kind of got like the sourness of the yuzu, but like the mildness of the green tea. Get all of these wonderful and delicious matcha flavored treats with Boxu and use our code TRASHTASTE15 and the link in the description below to save $15 off your order.
Mmm, delicious.
Back to the show.
Animators or whatever. I don't know what you call them. I don't like being called something because...
Just story time, people.
No, because you call it story time, it's like the community is like, or like, I'm a VTuber, and then you get tagged by the VTuber community. Is like when you have like
I think
labels.
That's just like any community in
just community in general. The word community is always toxic, no matter what.
So
I just I've always just called.
I'm
a
just like I'm an artist. Yeah. Well, I'm just an artist. I don't know. Whatever.
It's brain.
But like I've noticed, like a lot of story time animators are like,
they don't.
They don't post it anymore, actually. Like a lot of them.
Mm.
They're all burnt out. It's a burning out kind of.
Well, they're like kind of
medium.
Doing other stuff like Twitch and, you know, all that.
I mean,
stuff.
I get it, right?
Because Twitch is like feeding.
Yeah. If you're on like
every day,
a big boom, right? And you're on a trend that's like absolutely crushing it, and then suddenly you and all your peers are like making half the money and you have to put in double the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like half the money, half the views.
It's like triple the time.
And then it's like, all right, well, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
So like a lot of the story times are trying to like pivot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to pivot a little bit just to have like faster, like feasible, like content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, cause I think like, especially, you know,
with storytime YouTubers because it takes so much work. And it's impossible to like not spend a month on this video and pour your fucking heart and soul into it, you know?
Yeah, like you have to no life it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 weeks of no lifing, I would say.
Yes, and that's like a lot to invest emotionally if your video is not going to perform
well. Yeah,
exactly. Well,
and then that's what burns them out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You make like, you know, you put 3 weeks of the work in and you get like $1,000. Like,
yeah. Well, that's why we try to take like any sponsor if we can. We're like, please,
right.
No, yeah, yeah.
Because like, I mean, if you did three weeks worth of work in a very specialized industry,
yeah,
and they gave you $1,000 for like doing like,
I'm gonna be honest, I would probably quit by now if I didn't get sponsors. I was like, it's not worth it.
Like, but I hate it when people are like, oh, because you're not doing it for the art. It's like, fuck no, I'm trying to pay rent. Like,
easy enough to say that when you live with your parents, right?
Yeah. In the start, it was pure. It was like, I'm doing this because
it's a hobby.
Because I love doing it, and I still do enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
I do enjoy doing it. But the thing is, I enjoy doing it. But if I can't pay rent with it, I can't do it.
Right?
Like, I got to go and get a job, and then I'll upload once every.
And it's not even that
months.
Nowadays.
My man.
Like, it's not even that nowadays either. It's like, you know, it's like, I also need to pay my fucking editor. I need to pay people who help me in shoots. You know, it's it's not just me anymore.
It's annoying, too, because, like, for some reason, like, live actioners, they get
flesh tuber.
Flesh tuber. Yeah. They get a pass for it when they do sponsors, and then when like animators do it, it's just like,
really?
What happened to the passion?
Really?
Not anymore. It used to.
I think that used to be for like everyone.
Yeah, that used to be for everyone. It's like if your sponsor wasn't like directly involved with your content in some way, then it's like, oh, he's such a fucking sellout.
Like I remember when
channel
like I remember when Patreon. Yeah, I remember when Patreon first launched, anyone who got a Patreon was just like,
demonized.
Wow, I can't believe you sold out. Yeah. My God, you think I'm going to fucking donate to you? Yeah. Stop e-begging, you motherfucker! Like they called it e-begging, and it was just like it's nice that the mentality has completely changed over time to now be like, oh, this video's not got a sponsor. Yo, you paying rent, okay, bro? You know, like sponsors are like completely normal now. And like
nowadays, if you'd see like a sponsored video, there'd always be that comment being like, damn, Joey getting that bread today.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like encouraging about it.
Yeah.
Like, very different.
5 years ago, nothing like
that. Not even 5 years ago. It was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, like a couple of years ago. It's like nothing like that was around. So it's like, it's just so weird now that it's almost like, I don't know, congratulated in a sense? Or like,
I think it's just more become more accepted that being a YouTuber is a job and a career, not just a job, but a career, you know?
Right.
And we require sponsors in order to keep the show running. And I think people have now more accepted that YouTube is one of the main forms of entertainment
that
a lot of people watch.
Thing. It's like, I think now the majority of the understanding is that a YouTuber getting sponsored means that there's going to be better quality shit. Because I think, because like, you know,
it's gone up.
Sometimes.
Like, sometimes. I think that.
Sometimes they just want the money.
Yeah, sometimes they just want the money, of course. Mm. But like, I think the general understanding is like, oh, they're going to use this money to like up their quality or like up their content in whatever way, right?
Yeah. Well, so, like the first job of being a YouTuber is making it sustainable and making it like making it so you can support yourself. Mm. And a lot of the times you can't support yourself without a Patreon or without sponsors. Right. You know, there are some forms of content like animators, which you guys have a much harder time generating revenue when you upload once a month.
Yeah. Well, why didn't any of the, I never really saw any of the storytime people getting Patreons. I never really saw it much.
That's the thing. Like most animators or most artists, they hate making money. Because it makes them feel bad because, like, it's like, oh, I'm selling out to the devil, like, my passion. And, like, I used to be like that.
Right.
But then, like, lately I'm like, bro, I can't do this anymore.
Bro, like, passion only takes you, like, so long, man.
And then you're like, shit, actually, you know what?
Yeah.
Passion things like shit.
Yeah, it's like, we still enjoy it. Obviously.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
we would have quit a long time.
But passion doesn't pay the bills.
Exactly. It's just like it's just nice. It's like, bro.
Yeah. No, but even like passion doesn't get you through those hard days where you're just like, I don't want to work today, man. But I gotta upload something.
Especially like we had to like draw a line. Like, sometimes even
drawing God forbid.
A single line. I'm done.
I was serious. Like even setting up the whole tablet thing and drawing a line. It's tough. I get it.
No, like
I don't want to draw a line.
Yeah.
I don't want to draw a line today. I'm not on the whole game.
Only circles.
Yeah.
No, it's like, I get it, because like sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to watch anime today, but I kind of got to, you know, whereas, because because I'm like, how can you complain about fucking watching anime or like reading manga? I mean, that sounds like an amazing job. And I'm just like,
most of it's shit.
I do watch a lot of shit as well, but like,
how do you do it? You have like a technique? You only watch like three episodes or something?
I have a technique.
He's watching four at once. Yeah.
It's actually, like, I actually like some shows I have to watch at times two speed. Yeah, that has been like the lifesaver.
Bro, that's
for
me with YouTube. Every video I watch two times speed.
Like
what?
Every YouTube video?
Because not I think ever. About it, like if I think about it, okay, 40-minute long video, two times speed, that's 20 minutes. I save 20 minutes.
Yeah, but can you not like? Because I've done that before as well, just to like test it out. Like half the videos I watch, I don't understand what the fuck's happening. Like, it's like too far.
No, if you do it enough, your brain could be like .
But like it's
for me,
you're like commodifying entertainment. You're like turning it into like a challenge.
It depends.
Just talking,
this
right?
is like Family Guy speed.
Okay, no, it depends, right? It depends. If I'm like, if there's a video in which I am just trying to get information out of this video, like a tutorial, or maybe watching, you know, Philly D, and I'm just like, I just want to hear the news said to me. I just need to like consume information.
How do you listen to Philly D at 2x speed? He talks at 2x speed at 1x speed.
So you watch entertainment in 2x speed?
No, only if they're talking mostly. If the visuals are like, you know, like animation or I don't know, something visually.
Yeah.
If they're talking. That's everything ever.
Yeah, that's mostly YouTube. They're talking so much. So on
Netflix.
2x speed.
Netflix, you're watching in 2x speed?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, so why YouTube and not Netflix?
I feel like YouTube is like more like background consumable kind of like content. And Netflix is like, I want to sit down on my couch and watch something.
You don't watch
like that kind of like Netflix styled content on YouTube at all. Like you don't watch documentary
I only
videos
watch
or
YouTube
anything.
On 2x.
Yeah. Oh. You know, like I get it because
I'm
like
my videos like 2x slower.
That's the thing. It's like when I take off 2x speed, I go to normal speed. I'm like, why are you so slow?
I've gotten to
why is it like a normal human conversation? God forbid.
I've gone to the point with some videos, right? I'm on your team here. I'm on your team. I've gotten to the point where sometimes you just like you play a video and you forget which speed it's at and you have to check. It's like, is this normal speed or 2x? Oh, it's 1.5x speed. I've forgotten what like a normal speaking pace is right now. Because everyone talks at a different pace, but like I like the same tempo with like everyone I listen to, I guess.
Why, like, will end up like with like the Wall-E movie, dude. Like, why we'll end up in the spaceship? No. People like you.
These guys think like Sonic, you know?
Just fucking consuming, like not ever enjoying anything.
Yeah. I do enjoy it.
Right. Like,
what information am I leaving out? Nothing. I'm still listening to the whole video.
Dude, imagine the cinematographer went to like all this effort
minutes.
To set up the shot. No. It's like, bro, what the fuck?
There are some videos that need to be watched at fucking 1.5.
And there's stuff like that where
it's not. It's not just tutorials.
Sometimes people talk too slow, but like 99% of videos should just be watched in the fucking speed they're intended.
I think it's about 50-50. Yeah. Like to me, it's about 50-50. There are some pieces of content.
I'm not saying I'm gonna watch all 2x speed.
Drama videos where you just like hear about like news with like other fucking crazes or whatever. That is not something that needs to watch at like 1x speed, man. Like fucking
that and tutorial videos are the only ones I can think of.
And like, if you're watching like a documentary or something, that's like 1x speed. You know, if it's like heavily edited, you know, it's 1x speed. If it's just like a guy, if it's like a guy in front of a camera just like talking about a topic or something, I'm like,
I just don't watch those videos.
I just don't watch those. You watch a lot more of those videos than you think you do.
1.25 or 1.5.
Yeah.
Do you watch like ASMR videos at 2x speed?
I don't watch ASMR.
1.25, I can kind of get a little bit behind, but like 2 is just too fast.
1.5.
Yeah, no. Like to me, like 2 is
1.75.
Oh my god.
To 2, like I haven't gotten to like the 2x speed. Meta, I guess.
We must go beyond.
I can't believe people just look at the timestamp and they're like, I can go faster. They're just like, I want to do this faster.
Hey, you saved 20 minutes. That's a
like,
trick. That's a poop session right
is
there.
Is your objective to just consume more? Like, what are you trying to achieve by
I'm not
like,
trying to consume
that?
More. I'm just like...
Like, if it's background noise, what's the problem with leaving at 1x speed?
It depends how into the topic. Two times speed.
You said you used to
if
watch.
If I'm not, and I'll make it slow so I could draw in the background.
You said you used to watch Trash Taste before you felt like it was parasocial.
Yeah. Parasocial was fucking brutal, man. I couldn't do it.
Did you watch Trash Taste in 2x speed?
I tried it. I was like, Emily, let's watch it at 1.5 speed. She's like, no.
No, because like to me, if I'm watching it,
don't you dare.
Yeah. To be fair, like if I'm watching at 1.5 speed, I'm like paying attention. So I'm like I'm like very consciously paying attention. If it's in the background, it has to be like a one time speed. But like to me, it's just like you are consuming. Like, you are consuming this content, and that's why I watch it at 1.5 to 2 times speed, whatever. But, like, there is some content that is, like, it's technically entertainment, but the entertainment is gathering the getting the information that this person is, like, portraying, I guess. I don't know. It's really weird, right? It's really weird.
That's the funny part is that if I am alone, though, I will watch Trash Taste Speed
2 times speed. God damn it.
I guess what? I save a 2-hour-long video. I save an hour.
I guess it's better than Mudan, who edits this shit at 4 times.
Are you just sitting there doing nothing else, watching Trash
Taste? No, I'm listening. Is it,
when can you listen at 2 times speed and still do something else? That's not fucking
I can't hear anything at 2
times. Dude, listen. You ever done that thing? You ever done that thing where you read a whole book and it flashes the words like really fast, like, and you can read the whole book?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You never seen that? There's a thing. An image or like whatever, they say like, oh, you can read this book really fast if you just flash the words like really, shh. It's the same thing. Like if your brain is if you watch too much 2 times speed, you get used to it. And it's like normal.
You can speed up the brain's processing.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Overclock.
Overclocking your brain.
Overclocking your brain.
Say, what is this fucking Limitless? Like,
the Limitless advice is saying man and watching this stuff in 2 times speed.
Whoa. Just watching everything at times speed.
There's
gotta
be some people out there that's like me, come on, man.
No, I'm sure there is, but it's just not me.
That's why it's a feature on YouTube, you know? Yeah. It wouldn't be a feature of a lot of people who aren't using it, you know?
At the same time, there must be some people who can only watch videos at 0.5 speed.
Oh, dude.
Or 0.25 speed.
No. That's
maybe they take a while to process.
Maybe if you don't speak English very well, you know, it's your second language.
I mean, some Philly D videos I have to watch at 0.5 speed because I'm like, you're talking too fast.
Really?
Yeah, like, figuratively. Figuratively, I'm like, I wish I could.
I think Philly D is like 1.75.
1.7, it's like, it's not quite 2.
It's not quite 2. It's not quite 2. It's
like a brain aneurysm hearing this.
It just sounds like white noise after a while. Oh my God.
I mean, it's just like, you know how like when you read manga, you can like pick like the pace you're reading at, right?
Yeah.
So everyone has a different pace, right?
Yeah, I'm but very like, slow with manga. I like the art.
So the way I see it is that it's just you're picking the pace in which you like are able to get this like information, because like why is it any different from like speeding through a few pages versus some people who really want to like look at the artwork and, you know, appreciate what's being drawn, and some people are just right. Like, all right, there we go, you know. That's how I see it
because it's the difference between like the treadmill and the exercise bike, right? The treadmill, you pick the speeds and then it like you've got to try and keep up with it, whereas the bike is like it's as fast as you can make it go, right? You know what I mean?
That's a good analogy.
So like, it's not the same action, right? Because you're reading and it's like you're putting an effort to read this thing. So obviously you can push it. But if the treadmill's going too fast, you can't keep up.
Like, you're not reading a manga and like you have 20 seconds before the page will turn.
No, but what I am saying is like, if you set it at a speed where you can keep up, then...
Well, which reminds me, speaking of pacing and pooping...
Go on. Okay. That was the weirdest fucking tangent I've ever.
Okay.
So, I take my sweet time on the toilet. Okay?
Yes, I am also a dude. Yes.
The heated toilet.
Of course.
And
yes.
Now the bidet.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dude, you gotta hear
it's
this.
A fucking amazing.
You gotta.
But first, so Emily pees longer than she poops. I swear to God. I say this a lot, but I swear it's true.
Yeah.
And she's like, why you poop so long? And it's because it's like the best time. I love pooping.
I agree. I agree. Actually, I love it as well.
What made you bring this up?
Oh, because I heard poop and then I heard pace.
I did not say poop.
You said
bath.
I did not say poop. Mudan, rewind the clip. So I did not say poop.
You know what? You said, okay, there was poop and then manga, because I read my manga all in the toilet.
Right.
I only read manga on the toilet. So then when you said manga, I thought of bathroom. And then you
that
said
doesn't
pacing.
Mean he said poop.
And no, some weird no. Pavlov's dog. He's like reading and he just wants to shit.
This is like that scene where like Sherlock is like picking like the fucking like words out of the air. You know what I mean? It's like pacing, poop, manga. It's like I can make this a tangent.
Pacing because everybody takes their time in the toilet or not.
Like. Yeah. I get that.
And I love the toilet.
So
I do too. I agree.
He comes over to my house, right? And he's like, Oh no. Which bidet thing do I press?
Right.
And I was like, you press the one that like says Oshiri.
Yeah, has an arse on it.
Yeah, has an ass, right? And he's like, oh, I've been pressing all of them. And I'm like, what do you mean you've been pressing all of them? And he's like, oh, I thought it was like a course.
Yeah.
Like a course. Like a bidet course meal.
Three course meal.
And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, because one of them's like hard, one of them's soft, and then one of them does like a different area. I'm like, what?
Yeah, one of them's like cleaning the ass cheeks.
And he was pressing like the bidet and then pressing the ass cleaning.
Like you were doing like the vagina one as well?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a vagina one. I thought the picture looked like it splashes your butt.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like one is for the inside. And the one for it is the soft inside after you wipe once. And then the third one is cleaning your ass cheeks in case you got poop all over your ass cheeks.
How violent are your shits?
No, I don't do it anymore. Now that Connor told me that it wasn't
that's the reason why Dad's on the toilet, because he's having a three-course meal.
He's eating a three. I've never heard Dinos mention a course before, ever, about meals or anything. He's never been interested in it. But suddenly, bidet courses exist. And I'm like, what? You get wearing like a tux to the toilet? Like, what's going on?
It's like, let me see the menu. Let me see your menu. Oh, we got four courses today. Oh.
I just, like, that's what you saw three and you're like, oh, it must be a course.
Yeah. How would I know? It's a Japanese.
On screen here is the thing, and this one, one that says Oshiri is the one for your butt.
Yeah, that's all you need to press. Yeah, and then stop, obviously.
Obviously, the other one is
stop. That's the fourth course.
That's the end of it.
The one that says bidet, which you might think, because obviously it's called bidet, is actually just for the woman's
The lady's part.
Yeah.
All the time butt. I thought it was called bidget. I kept saying bidget.
Bidget.
It was just such a funny thing. It was just like, it was so wholesome. He was like, we're using a three-course meal. Like,
So yeah, like, is the bidet one of your favorite things about Japan?
It is.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and the bathroom, the hot tub. I mean, not the hot tub.
The hot tub?
But the tub.
Oh yeah.
The tub that becomes hot.
Japanese baths are so fucking
weird. I remember Emily said that you take a bath every day.
Yeah, and now I'm like watching Netflix in it. I'm like,
dude, it's the best. It's the fucking best.
And then I get drinking.
Feeling like a king.
It's very nice. It's very nice. Because in America, you don't want to take a bath because you shower in the same bath.
Right.
So it gets nasty, and then you're sharing it.
I have to say, every single bath I've ever been in someone's house in the U.S., looks vile.
Yeah.
Like
it
looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because they don't use it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a place to stay.
Yeah. And people don't wash their bathtubs much in the US, right?
No. Well, I don't know.
It depends on the house.
My mom
does.
Yeah. It depends if they're Asian or not.
If one of your parents is Asian, they clean that bath.
I never had a friend be like, yeah, I just clean my bathtub. I've never like had that before.
My mom.
Oh, I guess you. Yeah.
Asian mom is like.
Does your family take baths, or are they just cleaning it just for the? Okay, they're just cleaning it.
Well, yeah, because it looks nasty, but but there's still like scuffs that you can't like remove ever. Like,
yeah.
It's just forever, and you're like looking at it while you're showering. You're like,
yeah.
I bathed a lot in the UK. We had like a bath like separate. They had like no shower or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you clean the bath?
No, my mum did.
I just meant like in general.
Yeah.
No, I didn't until I came to Japan.
Yeah.
I was like, why is it like? Why do I feel like? Crust on my bath. The grease buildup.
Yeah.
So you gotta clean it every time. I know Japanese people clean it every time. They do a quick scrub, right? Normally.
Yeah. My mom used to, at home, used to like do a quick scrub of it and then fill the bath.
I do like every like 2-3 weeks if I'm feeling, you know, until I notice something.
When I feel
something, then I'm like, all right.
You put your finger against like...
Yeah, because you can put your finger against it and it isn't like smooth.
Yeah.
And then you got to clean it.
Sure.
It's not anything bad. You can't see anything.
Well, sometimes you just got to clean up the bathroom, period, right? Because unfortunately, just gunk
Dude,
builds
wet rooms
up.
Are the best. I don't know why you'd ever want a room.
Yeah, I agree.
That, like, you just can't
It's
get.
Amazing.
Like,
it's
I just, you know...
Wet rooms?
The Japanese showers are like wet rooms.
Oh, okay.
You can put stuff on the floor in America. If you put something on the floor, you might damage your house.
Yeah.
Like all the like the mist and stuff stays in the bath.
Yeah.
Go out.
Dude, so you don't have like the mold. Yeah. So you don't have like the mold build up sometimes. Yeah. That is really good. Yeah.
Autofill in the bath is amazing. You can choose the temperature and the level.
And it talks to you.
And the time as well. Like you can like set that shit.
Yeah.
Fill it up at 6 a.m.
Yeah. I just don't understand why we don't have that in like the UK or the US. Like why would we
not enough people take baths, I guess.
They would if you had a you're getting up at 6:50 a.m. You want a bath set for that time?
I'm saying like bidets. Why is that not normalized worldwide?
It's catching on in America. It's becoming a bigger thing.
It's catching on, but it's just like I think in America, you just quick. Like take your final shower, get out.
But like my baths aren't that long. Like you can, you know, I
just like the fact that you can stand on the floor and be like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah.
You step on the floor in America, you're like, oh, like
everything's wet.
Yeah, everything's wet.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, because like I remember like the absolute state of like British toilets, right? I remember I go to like one public restroom and like, you know, this was just like the day that I landed as well. Mm. And like this thing, like forget not having a bidet. This didn't even have a toilet seat. I just went in and I was like, I was expecting at least a toilet seat, and they just like, oh my god, this is the most depressing sight I've ever seen. Oh my god. Yeah, basically.
It's like leg day. Just take a shit.
Absolute state.
Yeah.
Absolute state.
Yeah.
God, so gross.
But like, you told me before that like because you are so happy with the bidets because before you like wipe so hard that you like it would start bleeding and shit. I'm like, what?
Well, in America, I've done that. I like to do this thing. I get made fun of. I don't know why, but I do wet, dry. Like I put my toilet paper in the sink to make it a little bit wet, so I'll get the wet to pick up the poop and then dry to clean it. And I go back to wet, and I go back to dry. Well, that's a lot, you know.
No wonder you're doing the course meal. You were doing that. You were doing that before.
I would like to.
You're like self bidetting before,
bro. I have the cleanest asshole in America.
I
like my asshole clean.
I bet you
Thank
do.
Thank you very much.
I mean, like, yeah, I've definitely never heard of that. That's for fucking sure.
Oh. What is that? How did you come up with this?
Yeah, like, did you just figure that out yourself?
The wet picks up poop, and then the dry cleans it.
So wait, how did you like, you know, damage
wet
it?
Wet wipes? Have you ever used wet wipes?
Yeah. I guess if you wipe too much on cheap toilet paper or something.
Yeah.
Then your asshole stinks. It's not bleeding, but it stinks.
Yeah, it stinks. Yeah. Why? Yeah. That means something is definitely going wrong. That usually means poop is afoot.
Yeah. No, the bidet never stinks ever. Because I don't have to wipe that much.
Because you just blasted your ass with water.
Oh. Yeah, it's amazing.
Have you ever used wet wipes on your ass then? If you're like wetting the
fucking bougie, I read online that wet wipes is bad for your asshole.
Pretty sure. I don't know.
It's also like bad for the sewage system.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is the first I'm hearing that's bad for your ass.
Yeah, why is it bad for your ass?
Maybe I don't know. I Googled
maybe
it.
Maybe like the alcohol ones.
Well, no, but there's wet wipes that don't have alcohol in them.
Yeah. Okay. Like you got like the baby wipes, right? Which is literally.
I don't know. It's just Google. They think everything's bad. So.
That's true.
Oh, happiness? That's bad, actually. That's too much happiness.
Yeah. Oh, you have depression, crippling depression. You're sad forever now.
I mean, I'm sure like baby wipes, right? Like wet baby wipes.
Yeah.
Will be all right.
Yeah.
And that was the same way.
It seems more effective than having to like. Having like a three course where you wet.
Could you reach the sink from the toilet in your previous house?
Most of the time.
I was gonna say because like, are you pre-wetting?
No, the sink's like right here, so you're just.
Okay, so I was gonna say I was wondering if you're like pre-wetting a bunch and then going to pee.
Well, sometimes when I go to a friend's house, I'm like, oh dang, their sink's like far away. Like,
well, so you'd pre-wet.
So what'd you do?
I'll pre-wet like a bunch. Not a bunch. Maybe like one or two, and then like.
What if you need more?
Well, if my asshole's like. Like almost clean, but not completely clean. I'll like waddle over and waddle back.
Your friends are never inviting you ever again. Thank God you don't do that
I have
anymore.
A clean asshole. I don't know what to tell you.
Say, like, bro, bring me some wet toilet paper. My ass stinks.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, is this the first time you've shown your face on camera? Is this the face reveal?
For a long time.
No, you showed your face, right?
Like when?
When you did the like eating noodles thing.
Oh yeah. Was that in your mom's basement?
Yeah, it was my mom's basement.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was like a day before, not even a day. Like I was gonna have to take the plane within like 3 hours.
All right.
And I'm like going to AX. That's when I met you guys.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, well, if I'm gonna go, I need at least some people to like, you know, recognize me, I guess.
Yeah.
So I was like, what can I do?
You need people to recognize you.
I need the attention.
No clout. No, it just makes it more fun.
No, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially when you have other creative friends that are like,
yeah.
Oh, you're that guy.
And yeah.
Yeah, too fair. I didn't know what you looked like when I met you.
Yeah, me neither.
I just knew about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was just like, I would suggest anyone who's starting YouTube don't like hide your face, like forever.
Just show it.
Yeah, just show it right off the bat, because like expectation was like so high.
Right.
Yeah, so ridiculously high. Right. Nothing I could have done would have like been able to deal with it. So yeah. I was just like, I'm just gonna record a shitty ass video of me eating ramen, and I'm just gonna fucking upload it.
Yeah, you had like the Hypercam logo in the corner.
Yeah, I photoshopped that myself.
But yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Well, what I loved about that face reveal video was that the room was so dark and the quality was so shit, you couldn't see your face. So like, you had to like squint, being like, he's in there somewhere.
I think he's white.
I think he's white.
Yeah, it's just like, I guess that was when I was like, you know, I was presentable. Now I just got fatter and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to show my face anymore. Especially during COVID, I was like, fuck, I'm fat, I'm going to hide.
Right. You look fine, man. You look fine.
Yeah, you look
great, man. I've been doing
like
10,000 steps a day. Yeah. In Japan, which is
standard.
Yeah.
In the United States, you had to drive everywhere.
So. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm happy about that.
And like, what did you get? Like a lot of people coming up to you at AEX during that time? Because I never really asked you about that.
A decent amount. The thing is like I said, like my Hypercam was like very hard to see. So sometimes I'd be like, hey, and
you literally had like the fucking, you know, when they're like, have you seen this man? And it's always like 1P footage of like the crime happening. That was like literally your face reveal.
It's funny because I did have blue hair. Okay. But I didn't pick up in the. Yeah,
you did have blue hair. I did.
Well, no, because you were wearing your hat as well, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you uploaded on Instagram like a picture of you and me. And I was so drunk that day that when you did that, I looked at it and I was like, I don't remember this.
Because it was at the Faku party and like I hadn't watched your face reveal video at the time, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was obviously getting prepared for AX and shit. And then, yeah, I was just kind of like hanging out and then I just hear like, hey, Joey!
I talked to Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Joey.
Yeah, and you like ran over. And at first I was like, and you know, you came over and was like, yeah, what's up, man? And I was like, who is this guy? But then I heard the voice and I was like, oh.
Dude, which reminds me, that's so crazy. The voice,
iconic voice.
I didn't notice that until before I even did the face reveal on my channel.
Yeah.
I went to Chipotle in Maine. And I went up and I went to get my order. I was like scuffed. I had a full beard. I was in my pajamas.
Yeah.
And I was like, could I get like a large burrito steak?
Right.
And the lady, the cashier was, or the burrito lady was like, are you a YouTuber? And I was like, no. Like, because I was too embarrassed. I didn't want
to. Yeah, yeah,
I,
yeah.
Your
yeah.
way of talking is very noticeable.
I feel bad for like Corp's husband. Like, he can't even go out with it and be like, is that Corp?
Yeah. I can't even imagine.
That's all I'm saying. Like, when you hide your face, like, expectations too high, it sucks a lot of poo poo.
Thank you for that.
I thought you liked poop.
I love pooping.
No, because like the first time Didus and I interacted, he made an animation for me, like, way back when you had like 50 subs or something. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was very desperate.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to talk to big creators. Right?
Yeah.
So I was like, do I talk to them like in a friendly way or do I do like business or do I do like whatever?
Yeah.
And I was like asking my dad, I'm like, how do I interact with like a big YouTuber or whatever?
Because your dad would
like it.
Yeah. Yeah, he does it. And he's just like, oh. So I tried different things and I was like, this is fucking cringe. Like the last email I sent was so cringe.
Really? I don't even remember.
Oh, good. Because you didn't reply to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm like,
no, because I remember when you made that animation for me and you obviously, you know, like put your narration.
Oh, and it got demonetized.
Yeah, it got demonetized. But I remember like, cause you put your narration into it as well. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And like your friend Sen's narration was in that as well.
Yeah.
And you know, and I was like, man, this guy's voice is like really unique. Like it's, I don't know. It was something about the way you speak. I don't know. How do you describe Daz's voice? Like it's interesting inflections.
Yeah.
In different words. You know,
I don't have enough descriptors to like be able to describe someone's voice.
Like your tone of voice is, you know, pretty standard, but it's your inflection in your voice, like when you talk, it's like very
when I go high like this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember I mean I was okay with my voice usually.
Mm.
And then I had an ex-girlfriend that said like my voice made me sound dumb. And I like took that to heart. I was like, am I actually like, do I sound dumb? And like, no. Then but later, like on YouTube, like the comments would be like, I love your voice. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm okay.
No, like, you're fine. Like it doesn't, I don't know. It's a very unique quality that I think, you know, you've obviously used to your strength.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a very good thing.
I didn't even know
there was a strength, though. Yeah.
Tell your stories.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like you can hear a Dieter's video when you hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like immediately like, yeah, that's
like, especially like...
Squid neutral.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only an advantage if you don't show your face as well, because like that means your voice is so distinct and it helps set you apart from any other person who doesn't show their face. You know?
Showing your face is a little sketchy because it's like, will this affect my... channel, or will this affect how people see me?
Probably not, though. Really, I mean, there's
because
not many.
I didn't really pretend to be.
If you're doing something concerning or something that people think is widely like not accepted, you know, you're doing like sexual things. A lot of people, unfortunately, they judge you quite harshly for that.
Yeah. That's like VTubers, isn't it?
I guess a lot of them just want it for the privacy, though, right?
Yeah.
Not that, like, it's not the
privacy.
Yeah, it's not that it's shameful. That, like, I use anime.
I know. I'm one of the worst society.
There's so many like sexualized like VTubers.
I guess if you're being, you wouldn't be that sexual if your face was maybe shown. I don't know. But, I mean, the point is that there are a lot of reasons why it's totally valid.
It breaks
valid,
D. Right? My immersion. I feel like I've done this so long though that like fuck it.
I think you mentioned VTubers, but I think it just every VTuber is different. They've cultivated a different kind of audience as well. So very much toxic. Yeah. So it very much depends on the kind of audience you cultivate, and
a lot of VTubers have shown their face.
Just also don't want to show their face, which is like obviously like you. Why? Like it's totally fine.
Yeah. Because it's the fucking internet, right? And you know, especially nowadays, privacy is a fucking massive thing on the internet. Where I feel like a lot of people are entitled to know what someone looks like, you know?
Yeah, you know, like obviously, you know, they might go to a Chipotle and get recognized by their voice, but like that's something they just have to like figure out.
Yeah, like I feel,
because that's their choice. You
yeah,
know?
Like I said, like you mentioned Corpse Husband. I feel so sorry for Corpse Husband because there's
just
like fucking,
the store.
No, that's just like
there's
fucking,
no one that sounds like
there's
it.
Like fucking people like, I basically like hiring private detectives, like find out what he looks like and shit, right? I'm just like,
know,
oh my God, I can't
like
imagine.
That, like that chick who got a tattoo of the waveform of him breathing into the mic and
oh
shit.
My
like,
oh my God, yeah, yeah. How do you even like handle that kind of like,
go out and like talk at all.
Yeah.
Like he probably has to just say like, he just has to write on notes. Being like, can I have a
get
big
a voice
changer? Burrito, please. Yeah, so it's tough.
Have you like ever thought about incorporating your face into your content more? Or
be a flesh tuber? You want to join the flesh tuber gang?
Be more casual about it, I guess?
Nice to post faster, but...
Yeah.
I'll think about it. I definitely want to try different things, though, with animating, drawing and stuff.
Streaming or anything like that?
I do want to do streaming. I made a VTuber model myself, which is cool.
Yeah.
It was very hard to learn. It was like, was it 2D Live or something?
2D Live.
Yeah. Live 2D. Yeah.
You did it all on stream.
Yeah, I did it. It took me like, I don't know, like a week or two. It only took me long because I was like taking my sweet time. But
Yeah.
But then I got another model going on. So
yeah.
We'll play around with that. And then, if I show myself on camera enough, like people get used to it and I'll be like, okay, I could show my face.
Yeah.
Like every time I'm like doing stuff with Connor or you guys and I'm on camera, it's like, that's what Dennis looks like. Whoa, what the fuck? I'm always getting those.
Yeah. I guess it'll just take a bit of time for your audience to like get used to it.
Yeah.
But once they're used to it, I don't think there'll be any problems at all.
Yeah. I mean, like, even though I showed like my face at the end of like every one of my videos, it was only like after I started being on Trash Taste that people were like, oh, that's what he looks like. And I'm just like, motherfucker, I've been showing my face for years. Yeah. You know, everyone just clicked off before the end, so nobody saw before.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So like, where do you think like the future of like storytime animators is gonna go now? Like, what's the field like right now? Because you said it was like not at its peak like it was before.
I feel like, well, for the most part, it's a lot of kid audience.
Yeah.
I've always from the beginning tried to. Stray away from the kid friendly. Like I'll be like PG, maybe PG-13, never rated R or whatever. Mm. Because I don't want to establish myself as like, oh, this is for kids. And then they had their moms angry at me and stuff.
So I'll slip
like a penis joke every now and then.
It'll be like a perfectly
like
kid
one frame.
Kid friendly video and you're like, cock.
You know, it's like that scene. It's like a scene in Fight Club where they put like that like one frame of like a cock and nobody notices it.
Because
It's like the Tyler Durden.
We don't want to swear ever. We don't want to swear ever.
Do you curse in your videos?
No, never. Because we could spend like a month on a video and then have it demonetized because you said fuck once.
Yeah.
So we don't swear. Ever.
I'm too British for that.
I'm too Australian for that.
Yeah, but you can like kind of get away with that if you're like, oh, this video only took me like 3 days to film. I can try to.
I don't want
to
throw away work. Just so I can't.
Yeah, I still don't want to throw away 3 days.
It's not as bad as a whole month, though.
The risk to reward is less. Yeah. You know.
Oh heck, man! I
think my nude model video got like demonetized, but I was like, ah, fair enough. I drew like a dick and a butt. And another dick and a butt.
Wait, so you're afraid to say fuck because you get demonetized, but you'll still slip in a penis joke?
Well, you still draw a dick?
When
you're drawing, there's like cheats you can do. That's right. Like, oh,
what's the cheat?
Would you put a face on
it? What's the hack?
You don't make it too detailed. You don't make
no veins.
You can slip in like maybe one vein, but that's it.
And you end the sentence with man. It's like, this is just a dick, man.
Here's my dick, man.
Here's my dick, man.
He's like, damn, he's one of us.
Yeah. I was going to demonetize.
Yeah.
He's just so friendly about it.
But with a 2D animation or just like story timers or whatever,
yeah.
I think if you have a team, you'll maybe survive. And then most of them will either get burnt out or they're just like,
right.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Let me move on. Mm. Like, yeah.
What do you think is the path the most story time animators take? Because like the path of a lot of AniTubers is
that's the thing.
I
think that's the tough part. For most part, the honest only wants art or like 2D.
Yeah.
Mm. So when they stray away from that path, the audience lose interest. So they're I don't care. Like, whatever.
I mean, but there's been a couple of storytime animators who have still found success in, like, other avenues, right? Obviously, maybe not as, like, massive as the peak. But, you know, like, this, like, you know, there's a couple. I can't name off names specifically, but, like,
I think they're trying different things. Mm. I think with YouTube, you always have to try different things. You have to,
of course,
change everything. I do that sometimes, and then, like, if I stray too much, I'm like, okay, I'll just do one video to reset it, and then I'll start to stray again.
Yeah. Like, if it's, like, a full, like, shift, like, completely away, then that's how you'll alienate your audience. But
if it's
a gradual, like, fading, I think that's the best way to do
it. It's tricky, though, because since you only release, like, a video, like, once or twice or three times a month.
Yeah.
Like, you can only slowly sway them. Like, it would take too long. It would take, like, a year by the time you're, like, done. Slow progression.
Did you have, like, one video that, like, blew up or did, like, crazy numbers?
When I was in my basement dying and jobless and my mom was like, go get a job. And I was like, Ma, I'm trying. Yeah. Actually, I was about to quit on the video, which was called Nude Models, actually. Yeah, Nude Models.
That one?
That was the one that blew up. I was about to quit, and I told everybody, my family members and everyone, because I was feeling like shit. I was depressed, and everybody else was like, if they mentioned the word job near me, I would freak out. But basically, my friend posted on r/video my nude model video and it got the most upvotes and then like it blew up, so then I made another video and then it snowballed and then that's how I'm here today. Basically,
what was the thing that you told your friends and family about, like if the video fails, what did you tell them?
Oh well, at the time it was always low views because I had 70 subs from. So he gave me like 700 subs, but that's not enough to like.
Yeah. Like if I don't get 100k views, I'm quitting. Like what was the?
Oh, because if you do it long enough, you're like, I can't do this anymore. Like I have to get a real job because it's already been like almost 2 years. So
what were your views getting? Or what kind of numbers were you pulling in before that? And then that video.
Oh, like, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million.
That's
what
the it got.
I think it's like 3 million, 5 million. I don't fucking.
And before that, you were getting like what, like 10,000, 1,000?
Oh, I was getting like 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it went from like 100 views.
I went from like 700 subscribers because of Joey. Mm. And then I jumped up all the way straight to 400K. And then all these people on Twitter were like, like in my DMs, and I was like scared because I'm like, are they gonna use me? Are they gonna use me?
Yeah.
And I closed myself off because I'm like, no, stop, stay away, because the Storytime community were it was built off collabing a lot.
Yeah.
I felt like I only want to collab when I really
know,
like,
the person.
Yeah.
But like, but when you're starting off with collabing right off the bat, like, you know, like, that's what they want in their mind. It puts me off. I'm like,
yeah, because like, I've never had the experience like just blowing up overnight.
It's
like
scary.
That.
I mean, it's cool. It's awesome. It's,
yeah.
Every emotion is sick. Actually, no, it was fucking.
I was a lot more cynical back then, but now I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Cynical, how so? You're like, they're all gonna leave me. They don't want to watch.
No, cynical as in like, are you using me?
Oh, what other YouTubers?
I feel bad though because I like. You know, some people would hit me up.
Away. Yeah.
I push them away. I'm like, oh, but he's like, I learned later, like a year or two later, I'm like, you know, that guy's pretty cool. Fuck, I ruined that.
Yeah, but like, I don't think it's bad to be cautious because that, especially like after you blow up overnight and suddenly everyone's in your DMs and like, well, you guys weren't talking to me before and now like everyone's up in my DMs.
Yes.
You know, and like, that's why like I rarely ever, ever
collab.
It's
like the people, you know, who like are on TV, you know, for like 30 seconds and then they're like third cousin. Suddenly calls them. It's like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's sus.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very sus.
Yeah. And like, especially in the YouTube community, there are definitely cool guys and cool girls out there, but there are some, but there are
cool girls and guys,
but there are definitely some that are definitely just like not, and
they're for the clout.
They are there for the clout.
It's like I have to meet them in person.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that helps an awful lot.
Yeah.
I also find a lot of the internet bullshit drops the moment you meet someone.
That was you with a Black Butler. You were into Black Butler at the time.
What were you?
You were Black Butlering.
What's that got to do with me?
You were Black Butlering. Okay. That's when I first met you. At the Faku party, you're a Black Butler.
What does that mean?
Wait, that's not a verb.
I mean, are you saying that Connor was better in person or worse in person?
I love Connor in person. Yeah.
But you didn't online?
Huh?
What do you think about me online? You thought I was an asshole?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know who you were.
Wow.
I didn't even know who you are.
Not even worth my breath, dude.
No, Emily introduced you to me.
Emily,
you and Emily were like friends from the beginning, and Emily told you he was a cool guy, and like, and I was like, oh, sweet. And then when you talk to me, it's like sweet butter in my ears, dude.
I'm feeling these emotions.
I was like, this is very nice. Actually, there's a story at the Falcon party. I was with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And I was like drunk. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Emily got too drunk and then she ended up like throwing up like outside.
Yeah.
All my friends ditched me because I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I came out and I was like,
to poop?
No.
he was reading all of one.
No, I was peeing.
Okay.
But I went out and like, I was like, where'd all my friends go?
Yeah.
And so then I was like, I guess I'll force myself to like mingle with the anime tubers, which were you guys. And that's when like this drunk fuck like comes over. Like, yeah. That was my experience. I got ditched. So I was like forced to like
to mingle around.
You were so mad if your friends didn't ditch you.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I still said hi.
You were saying the story like, oh, let me tell you about Connor. And then you just didn't.
No, Connor was like my drinking buddy. I kept trying to get him drunk. I was like, yeah.
Right.
I'm not kind of drunk. I'm like, I'm going to buy you a drink. I'm going to buy you another drink.
It was fun. It was a good time. Your friends were really nice as well.
Yeah, they were Awesome.
Why did you have to like select the words?
Awesome.
Sorry, I got like Windows 98 processor.
I was like, how do I compliment again? Awesome. That's it.
That's a positive one.
Conventions are just like fun vibes, man. Like everyone's made an effort to come out.
You know? Everyone's
looking for a good time.
It's just
like everyone's in their like best mood, hopefully. Yeah. Normally it's super great.
And normally intoxicated because
I
remember I felt so bad because when you came here and I was just like, oh, nice to finally meet you. And I was just like, oh, we've met before. I was like, we have?
Garner at the Faku party was just, here's his beer. He's just like this.
Call him out. Call him out, dude.
Bro, I was just like trying my best to like look sober, even though I was just like, I'm dying inside, man.
I think Gan had hit that, you know, that point where you're so drunk where you just look sober again?
I thought he was sober too. That's cool, man.
He was definitely drunk.
I was at that point of drunkenness where I was just like, existing, and like I'm just like, what is going on right now, like 100% man?
Of his brain was just vibing. That's what it was. I'm also here.
Yeah, I barely remember the Faku party that yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Oh, but yeah, it's like, fuck, it's good to have you here. Like, how
we can interact in the flesh again.
Yeah.
Finally, I have friends again. Yeah, I lost all my friends in the States.
Why? Yeah. So you like completely settled in now?
You know the Murray Show?
The
Murray Show where they're like, you are not the father.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't the one that cheated, but I was in a group that like one cheated on the others, and then there's a kid involved. And I had to leave the group. I was like, oh, this sucks, because I've known these guys for my whole life.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the Murray Show hits me and I'm like, oh shit, I just lost all my friends. Fuck.
Oh,
and
damn.
You know, like where there's like a
change. What kind of stories?
I don't want to go in too detail because I don't want to blast them. They already did their dues.
The friend group was like kind of toxic.
It's not so much. I think it's just something just happened.
Two people just did not very
good things. Good things.
Yeah, right. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I told them, well, I'm gonna have to cut it off.
I'm leaving the States.
So that kind of made my basement dwelling even more intense.
Oh, right. Okay.
That was like, I don't know, like 3 years ago.
Right.
Oh, that long ago?
3 years
ago? So that was like before COVID.
You told me this story previously.
Yeah. COVID.
But I thought it was recent. I thought it was
recent. Yeah, I thought it was just like happened during COVID. Yeah. And it just like made your isolation even worse. During COVID, I didn't realize it was like even just before COVID.
Well, my friends, they're all like gamers, like back in the States. So we never hung out like ever. When I do be like, hey, you want to go? I could tell they kind of don't want to. They just rather stay and play the game.
Which is
fine. But but here it's like, now I'm like, oh, you want to hang out? We want to hang
out? Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let's go. Watch this shitty movie called, what's that fucking movie?
Doctor Strange
in the multiverse, whatever the fuck. That movie was garbage. Yeah. My God.
See? Yeah. You were right.
Three episodes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you totally settled down now in your new place then? Are you still building furniture like you were last time we met?
I have like one or two furnitures to build.
It never ends. It never ends.
Bro, I thought I would move in and then within a week I'd be like working.
Yeah.
But I moved in and gotta do this.
Yeah,
gotta do that.
Gotta
get your residence. Like, you had to go to the, what was that residence? I call it like
ward office. What do you call it?
It was like residence something.
Oh, the residence certificate, right?
Yeah.
Or like residence card?
Resident office?
No.
You gotta tell them you're
living. It reminded me of the DMV. Like, you gotta like.
Yeah.
Like the ward office, right?
Yeah. Definitely does. Yeah.
You gotta do then.
Yeah, it's a lot of paperwork involved.
And then it's in Japanese, so you're like, how is this? How do I?
Which side is on?
What do I sign?
Yeah, and then. I think when I wear my mask outside, people think I'm Japanese, so then they'll like try to speak Japanese to me, and I'm like, what color am I?
The next us.
It
is an advantage but a disadvantage at the same time.
Yeah.
It gets a lot easier. Like, ever since I moved, I've only been to the ward office once. Mm-hmm. Like, I rarely have to go.
It's like setting up your life here takes a lot of effort, but you're like, luckily you're getting able to get a lot of help and it's almost done. And then once it's set up, it's like so easy. Yeah. It's like breezing.
Geeks Plus made it like very easy.
Yeah.
Damn, thanks, man.
Shout out to Geeks Plus.
Shout out to Geeks Plus.
Shout out to us being the beta testers.
It was nice. You just lying somewhere. Okay. I'll be over there today. Okay.
Definitely helps.
Yeah, that definitely helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else do you have to do still? Do you know?
What else do we have to do? Yeah. I need a computer chair, Maylene. My wooden chair hurts my ass.
Yeah, actually, are you back working now?
Because
you've been here like a month.
But my goddamn wooden chair hurts my ass so much. On my computer.
You're like a princess. You can't work unless the conditions
I need my computer
perfect.
Chair.
It's my computer chair. I need it.
Give me my Omega chair. This instance. That's good though that you settled in, but like I you know, you're still on that like you know furniture building phase.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to work, dude. I'm feeling it.
Has
the holiday phase ended? Because I remember when I first moved to Japan, I'm just like, this just feels like a holiday right now. I'm not gonna lie, like do I really need to work? I don't know.
Has finally ended because yeah. we finally got like. You know, the sofa, the TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because before then, we couldn't even like sit anywhere. We'd have to lie on the floor. We bought these, what was those?
Futons.
Futons.
Yeah, yeah.
We slept on that for like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Waiting for our bed, like, and then we had no couch. So when we get up, there's like
nowhere to sit.
You can never rest. And then the only way to rest is your wooden kitchen chair, which is, like, hurts your ass.
I want to say, you're the only person I think I've ever seen who has built a PC worse than Joey.
Really?
Oh,
no. Thank
you
God.
Me a lot. Thank you.
So Didus was like, I'm going to build a PC. Is it hard? And I'm like, no, it should be fine. Like, I've struggled before in the past. It's kind of hard, but you can do it.
It's hard.
I've been there.
And so
there. Thank you.
One day, Didus texts me and he's like, Connor, SOS, literally SOS. He's like, I need help. And I'm like, why? What's wrong? He's like, oh, the PC, I think I've broken it. Or it won't work.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, the processor.
I go over to his house, right? First thing I see is that like nothing is plugged in correctly. Only like
the wires scare me.
The wires.
It
like,
is. It's daunting.
Yeah. And I'm like, where it plugs into where? Like, yeah,
I get it.
And so like I find one problem. And I'm like, okay, let's fix this then. And as I fix it, I find another problem. And then I'm like, okay, well let's fix it. And then as I'm going to fix this, I find out like the motherboard isn't even screwed in.
It was just like sitting there.
It's just like
it's just floating.
It was four screwed in. And
so
the
motherboard typically is like 9 screws, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sized one. He'd only screwed in 6, and one half of the motherboard. Just
it wouldn't let me.
In. So, like so you could flip it. And he plugged
it was raising
up, and it was like lifted up. And I'm like, bro, this you got like 1 month out of this PC at best. And so we have to take out the whole thing.
Even I know that you need to screw in the motherboard.
Yeah, okay, but it was like hanging up. So I thought it was like, oh, this is a different type of case. Maybe like, maybe it's supposed to hang like that. But then Connor came in and he put like a little washer in it and then it increased the size of the screw.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. Like, oh, that's how you screw it.
Yeah,
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, "This PC, it's gonna last."
It was a tiny case.
Is it? Was it because you were watching? Was it because you were watching every tutorial times too sweet? No, so he missed the part where they're screwing it. It's like, I guess it just screws in like that, right?
No, okay. The problem with watching tutorials is that they're like, I have a different motherboard and a different graphics card and a different screw.
Because you were building it for Emily, right? So Emily wanted a pink case, and this case was
tiny,
was garbage. It's probably the worst PC case I've ever worked with. Yeah. Like the graphics card had like 1 millimeter of clearance
to get in
the case. Like it
was it the only pink case you could find in Japan?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, is it pink anything gamer related?
It's always a miracle it fit. It is a miracle it all fit.
Yeah.
And then there's like no room in the case. And he texts me, he's like, why are the fans so loud? I'm like, because there's no air.
Yeah.
It's like
it's hyperventilating.
Of course, you got a 3080 in there and like one bag of air.
Hey, but it's fast.
right? Hey.
It works now, I guess.
Mm.
But yeah, I know that feel. It's scary. I guess like, you know, since it is your first time moving to basically a completely different country, like, is there like anything, do you have like a bucket list of things you want to do still? I'm sure you've like ticked off all the food stuff, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
For the most
part. And you know, like kombini and shit. Like,
yeah.
But like, is there like anything you want to like, I want to go to a certain place or I want to do this certain thing I couldn't do in the US? Or you just like trying to kind of figure it out?
I haven't been onsen
yet. Onsen? I haven't been
onsen. Hell yeah. We're going to take you to onsen, man.
Boys
trip. Let's go.
We're going to see each other's dicks.
Yeah. You'll literally get over it.
What is that look? You're like, okay, master.
You'll get over it in like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen each other's dick many times.
I'm down. I'm ready.
I remember when I took these boys to the onsen the first time, we were just like, all right, let's just look at each other's dicks.
Yeah.
Just get it out of the way.
We just like, just slap it around, you know?
Yeah. Just wet noodle fight for a little bit. And you're like, all right, we're good.
No one's hard. We go to the bidet, wash our balls and all that shit.
Fan meet up. It's no different. You know?
Plate daggers.
No, but yeah, I think you're really, I mean, you love taking baths already, right? So like, you fucking love the onsen.
Yeah, it's just like taking baths with your bros.
Yeah.
In a massive bathtub.
I'm down, bro. I'm down.
It sucks though because like we can't take you to like the one I took these guys to.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like
yeah,
closed
yeah.
down now.
What?
There's like another one somewhere else, but it's really far away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In Tokyo?
Not just outside of Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask, do you have any piece of advice for anyone who does want to move abroad? Anything you've learned on this thing?
Yeah, because you like more than anyone else I've met has just jumped into the deep end.
Yeah,
without even dipping your toes in at all.
Well, that's just because of Geeks Plus, right? It's just
no, but like, but I mean, like, you know, I'm not going to lie, like, I probably wouldn't have the balls to just be like, yeah, I'm just going to move to this country I've never been to.
Yeah,
and just like start living there. I think that takes a lot.
I think you just have to be done. You're like, I'm done. Like, I gotta go.
Done or dumb?
Done.
Oh, done. Done. I was like, just be
dumb. Just be dumb.
Like, don't think.
It was like, I want something new. I go. Yeah. And also, it's Japan, bro.
Like, yeah.
I mean, like, even if you visit, it's still hard to get like the feel for how it is actually live there.
Mm,
like right. Visiting Japan and living here is like two
completely different.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But you wouldn't know that either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll never get that.
Yeah.
You'll never ever.
Maybe that's a blessing. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I enjoy it a lot. I have no regrets.
I'm glad. I was worried when that we. Like, I was like, yeah, you should come over. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, oh my God, what if he hates it? Like,
yeah.
If he doesn't.
I was really worried that you were just going to get like the biggest culture shock of like your life, which because you've never experienced anything like this before, but seems like you're really having a good time.
Because for a lot of people, it's like, it's so far off from what they're used to. That it's just not.
But that's what
cool
makes it
them.
Fun though.
Right. But yeah, a lot of people can't take that, right? A lot of people are like, no, this is like too much.
Yeah. This is like too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, I think there's a lot of people
you're like, what? Yeah. What? That's
because there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, I love traveling, but then when they actually travel, they, you know, end up going to McDonald's and they like try and like seek comfort in a different country and a different culture.
I think having like, you know, people I know
helps immensely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you guys weren't here, it'd just be like, it would be a struggle. I'd be like, what do I do? Like,
back in the basement then, I guess.
But in Japan this time.
Very, very fortunate.
Yeah, because even small things, like I remember like I've met plenty of people who are just like, man, the food's here amazing. And then you meet them like a month in, you're like, do people eat rice with every meal? Every meal?
I love that stuff. I don't think I'll ever get tired of Japanese food.
Well, yeah, when I came here on vacation, I got really tired of Japanese food.
Really?
But when I lived here, I didn't. I don't know why.
I think maybe it's because while you're on vacation, you were seeking out Japanese food, right? Because you were kind of in that mentality of like, well, I don't get the opportunity to eat these foods. So,
even like the fried chicken didn't quite have like the quite the greasiness.
I do miss like some American shit. Like,
of course.
It like that's gonna happen. But
I think that's the cool thing about like especially Tokyo, right? Is that there's literally every type of cuisine available out there. Right?
It is pretty crazy.
There's very few cuisines that I'm just like I can't get that here. Or like maybe I'm like craving like a specific dish that I can't get here, but for the most part, you can get anything here in terms of like good food and it's gonna
and
be
good service
and good service.
Literally robots. Yeah. Literally robots.
They're not human. I don't respect them. They give me my food.
Their soul is gone. Like actually.
Not sure about that.
I don't know about that.
Oh my God.
But anyway, that's been today's episode of Trash Taste, I think. Wow,
where
can
they find you, Didus? Where do you want to shout out?
Oh, YouTube. Didus.
Didus.
YouTube.com/Didus.
Yeah. Twitter.
Didus. YT.
And then it has an underscore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
OTL.
OTL.
He has a guy on the
on his name.
OTL.
And then I think my Twitch is Didus OTL also.
Mm. Okay.
Someone took Didus. And then on Twitter, someone took Didus.
Yeah.
And then on Instagram is Didus _ art. I don't know why it's different.
Spice it up.
At least you got the Didus, you know.
Yeah, you got the Didus.
That's what's important. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. Right,
thank you so much.
But
man.
Hey, look at all these patrons, though.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be hanging out like a lot more anyway. Like,
We're going to be doing stuff.
Yeah.
When you're done with your wedding, stuff.
Right, go back.
Yeah, when I'm coming. Like, literally, you and Emily come in. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm off now. I'm off.
It's like, be gone.
Yeah.
But hey, if you'd like to support the show, go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/trashtaste. Also, follow us on Twitter, send us your memes on the subreddit, and if you hate our face, listen to us on Spotify. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hate your face?
Yeah.
Is that a thing you've been saying?
Yeah, that's what he's watched Trash. No, he missed out because it's times two.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
When I get to the Patreon part, pause.
back
shit, get out of here.
All right.
See
you guys next time. Bye.